5 o'clock. Good morning. Welcome into Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. We are WDAY Fargo. Partly cloudy right now, 31 degrees at our WDAY Radio studios. High atop I-29 in South Fargo. West winds at 9. Should see more sunshine than we saw yesterday. Yesterday was pretty much overcast throughout the day, but all week long, enjoy the rest of these temperatures that we're going to see this week, because it could be the end of the nice run. 48 for our high today. We will have to deal with some strong winds gusting up over 25 miles an hour. Tomorrow's high 49, 55 on Thursday, and close to 60 on Friday, and we'll drop down into the 40s for the weekend, but these days are kind of numbered with these nice temperatures. So enjoy them while we have them. Manslaughter charges have been filed against a man accused of fatally shooting his girlfriend at a Horace apartment building last week. Court documents say 21-year-old Derek Lobo called 911 saying 23-year-old Sakina Cotty was hurt in the hallway. Prosecutors say Lobo told investigators he was holding a gun. It went off and a bullet hit her in the chest. He's also charged with child neglect. Court documents say his 2-year-old was left alone in the apartment near the gun after the shooting. A homeless man was arrested for attempted felony theft following a disturbance at a Fargo bank yesterday afternoon. Police were called to West Fargo Bank in the 400 block of Main Avenue for a disturbance involving a man who told an employee he was robbing them and wanted $50,000. Officers arrived within minutes and detained the man, identified as 36-year-old Kashif Grant, without incident. He was arrested for attempted felony theft. Police say no weapons were displayed and no threats were made. The Cass County State's Attorney's Office will review the case to determine if other charges are warranted. A 22-year-old Fargo man is facing numerous charges after police say he rammed 3 squad cars and damaged property at an apartment complex during his arrest early yesterday. Wyatt Chrysler is charged with reckless endangerment, fleeing police, criminal mischief, refusal to halt, and meth possession. Our partners at Valley News Live say 2 police officers were hurt. One suffered cuts trying to break the window of Chrysler's vehicle, and the other received a knee injury. 2 of the squad cars had to be towed. Chrysler had a warrant out for his arrest and was also a suspect in a West Fargo theft case and a Fargo fleeing incident. The Fargo City Commission is delaying any action on the annexation of land from the city of Harwood. The decision came after hearing from officials from both Applied Digital and the city of Harwood. Nick Phillips spoke on behalf of Applied Digital. He said 100% of property owners oppose that annexation. A vote could come again in 2 weeks after all parties discuss the issue. The former Jamestown Country Club manager is facing felony charges for allegedly stealing thousands of dollars from the club. According to court documents, Sean Taft was former manager from 2019 until 2024. It's alleged between June of 2020 and December of 2024, he stole about $95,000 from the business. No court appearances have been set, and as of yesterday, Taft had not been arrested. Flag Family News has reached out to the Jamestown Country Club for comment. 2 justices on North Dakota Supreme Court say they want to be the next Chief Justice. Lisa Fair McEvers and Jared Tufte announced they want to replace Chief Justice John Jensen, who announced last week he would not be seeking re-election. The Chief Justice is selected by a vote of the North Dakota Supreme Court and District Court judges. U.S. Border Patrol officials say illegal crossings along the U.S.-Canada border have dropped nearly 60% compared to last year. Border officials say increased enforcement has expanded border security capacity, although human smugglers remain active. A 25-year-old man was shot in the leg on the opening day of the deer rifle season on Saturday in Marshall County up in northwestern Minnesota. A 911 caller said a 25-year-old man was shot in the thigh while hunting near Florian Slough. Sheriff's office, his 2 brothers put their guns in the back seat of the vehicle and put hunting gear on top of them. When they took the gear out, a gun went off and one of the men was shot in the thigh. He was taken to the Thief River Hospital. And North Dakota Game and Fish is warning hunters about the dangers of thin ice. The recent cold weather has created thin ice on some small bodies of water, and the ice is still too thin to be on. Game and Fish says while ice can form overnight, its thickness is not consistent, and hunters who walk on the edge of a cattail slough won't find the same thickness in the middle. Cracks, pressure ridges, and slushy or darker areas can be a sign of thin ice. Minnesota Timberwolves are on a 3-game winning streak following a 120-113 win over the Utah Jazz at Delta Center. Minnesota trailed at halftime, but led by as many as 22 points during a dominant second half. Anthony Edwards paced the Wolves with 35 points. Julius Randle finished with 27. The Wolves improved to 7-4. They host the Kings on Friday. Minnesota Wild went for their third win in a row when they host the will go for a third win in a row when they host the San Jose Sharks at Grand Casino Arena tonight. Wild are coming off a 2-0 home win over the Calgary Flames on Sunday. Minnesota is in sixth place in the Central Division with 17 points. Tonight's game starts at 7 o'clock. Minnesota Vikings are gearing up for Week 11. They host the Chicago Bears at U.S. Bank Stadium on Sunday. Minnesota is in last place in the NFC North with a 4-5 record after losing to Baltimore 27-19 last weekend. Vikings beat Chicago 27-24 in the first game of the season. This Sunday's game kicks off at noon. Derek Shelton is continuing to build his coaching staff. Minnesota Twins manager is retaining pitching coach Pete Mackey. Mackey joined the Twins staff in 2021 and took over as pitching coach in the middle of the 2022 season. Meanwhile, third base coach Tommy Watkins is leaving the organization to join the Braves coaching staff. Watkins has been in the Twins organization either as a player or coach since 1998. In college hoops action today, North Dakota State takes on Cal State Northridge, and North Dakota goes up against Mayville. We do have sports coverage on our two stations tonight, WDAY Radio, the EDC Volleyball Quarterfinals, number 4 West Fargo taking on number 5 Shanley. Jason James will have the call. That game starts at 6, or the matches start at 6. Saturday, Concordia Cobbers at Carleton in football. Noon kickoff, Larry Knutson will have the call. On our sister station, The Flag, Friday, Dakota Bowl, Fargo-Davies versus Bismarck Century at 6:30. And Saturday, MSUM at Mankato. That game, Mankato State, 11 o'clock pregame, noon kickoff with, again, James and Jace on the call. Forecast today, partly sunny, breezy, 48 for the high. Winds west-northwest, 15 to 25, some higher gusts possible. 21 for the low. Tomorrow, sunny, high of 49. Northwest winds 10 to 20 with a low of 25. Thursday, sunny, up to 55 for the high. 58 with sunshine on Friday. And then we'll cool off, probably more seasonable temps for the weekend. Looks like highs in the 40s with a chance of rain on Saturday. Partly cloudy, 31 degrees at our WDAY radio studios. High top I-29 in South Fargo. Winds out of the west at 9. It is Veterans Day today. So thanks to all the veterans. If you see them, give them a handshake. Thank them for their service. And also, if you are a veteran, go out there and take advantage of those free meals or free coffees at all the establishments. There's so many that offer free meals or discounted meals to veterans. Good morning, Jace.
Morning, Bonnie.
Yeah.
Yeah, get out there and enjoy, you know, what is a special day.
It is.
For a lot of families, remembering their loved ones that are veterans. Current and former. So, I mean, it's one of those things where it's a big part of our country, and we have a proud military history. So, obviously, go out there, and if you see a veteran, thank a veteran.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, the veterans, get out there, get your free cup of coffee or free meal or whatever it is, free dessert. I don't know. I mean, it's not quite like your birthday.
Well, some offer that, too. It just depends. I mean, there's such a long list, it's hard to start naming different establishments. But it's like, and if you go somewhere, ask if they have a veteran's discount today.
Absolutely.
Or anything free for you. You deserve it, and thank you for what you do. Partly cloudy, 31 degrees at our WDAY radio studios. High top I-29 in South Fargo. West winds at 9. It is 5:09. We are going to get you updated on your national news from ABC. Then a song of the morning, question of the morning coming up. Tuesday morning, get up, get after it. Welcome into Bonnie and Friends, WDAY radio on this Veterans Day. Thank you to all the veterans out there. No mail today. Most banks are closed. I mean, you might find an obscure one open. Some schools are on. Some schools are off. Garbage. City of Moorhead is picking up garbage and recyclables. If it's your day-to-day, it's tomorrow, but Fargo's staying on schedule. Mm. I didn't see what West Fargo's doing. We didn't get a press release that I noticed from them, but I did notice the Fargo and Moorhead ones.
Yeah, I haven't looked at it. I mean, normally my day is not till Thursday anyway, so if I don't get my stuff picked up on Thursday, then it's probably everything got pushed back. But
it's not the end of the world putting it out a day early.
No, and a lot of times, you know, if it's a Tuesday holiday like it is today, Things get pushed back. But a lot of times on that Wednesday, they'll try and make up for Tuesdays and Wednesdays all on the same day, and they'll try and get caught up. So sometimes it doesn't affect you if you're a Thursday, Friday.
Or you can be like a certain son-in-law of mine and forget to put your garbage out, and then you have to go take it to the dump, and you have to take your recyclables in. But
there you go. Do it yourself.
Know what day garbage pickup is.
Yeah, people. It's important.
All right, question of the morning. How much work do you put into meal planning for the day or week? 701-293-9000. Email studio at WDAYradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Good Tuesday morning. Welcome into Bonnie and Friends WDAY Radio. Happy Veterans Day as well. I did see a Fargo Mat Bus is starting to offer free rides for all veterans regardless of disability status beginning today, but they're going to continue with this. So year-round, if you want to ride the Mat Bus in Fargo, you will be able to do so. All you have to do is show your veteran's ID. No further verification will be required. Free fare, again, will continue year-round. And again, there's a lot of restaurants and establishments that are offering discounts to you or free meals or free beverages. You've earned it. Take advantage of it and enjoy your special day. And again, thank you for what you do for us and what you've done for us. How much work do you put into meal planning for the week or day? That's our Bonnie and Friends question of the morn, 701-293-9000. You can email us, studio at WDAYradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. You at least meal plan with your yogurt you bring in.
I guess you could call it meal planning. That's just what I normally have for breakfast. I always think about it because I'm always like, sports season's tough because basically the only day off every week I get is Sundays. And I'm usually relaxed on Sundays. And a lot of times based on when we don't have interviews and stuff in the afternoon, like today we got some basketball interviews, tomorrow we got some football interviews. So sometimes the afternoons are kind of busy. But, you know, I could and should do a better job of kind of planning, meal planning, you know, maybe lunches for the week, like making a bunch of chicken and vegetables or something and putting it in the fridge and then just heating that up for lunch. And I don't normally do that because I just don't. And a lot of times, you know, my lunch is usually a sandwich. And
that's so, okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
Sometimes that's not necessarily good because of the sodium in the lunch meat and stuff I've learned. But
well, that's true. You could try peanut butter. That's lower sodium. Tuna's heart healthy. It's not low sodium.
No,
I
would like a sandwich that I enjoy, though, Bonnie.
Oh.
So, no, I should do more of it or at least kind of have an idea because a lot of times we just kind of make whatever we make for supper. And sometimes based on when Sandy gets home from work, based on when I've been home, our eating times are a little bit off from each other, so they don't always line up. So sometimes, like yesterday, we basically just had leftovers from Sunday. So, you know, sometimes it happens. So, I mean, I don't put a ton of time into it. I should put more into it if I wanted to be better about my diet, but I just kind of don't.
Food is so central to my life that I'm already food planning my next meal as I'm eating my meal. So I always know what I'm going to make, what I'm going to have.
The last, I mean, we're going on 2.5 weeks now or so. I feel like I've kind of really, I've been having maybe my yogurt or whatever for breakfast or something for breakfast, and then it feels like I eat like one meal a day because I
would be so hangry. I need
just,
to eat. I love food.
My stomach's been a bit wonky with things going on. So,
I mean,
once this, you know, medication's been helping and whatnot, that's kind of getting me back on track. But I haven't been eating a ton. Like yesterday I had, you know, some pizza left over from Sunday for lunch. And then finally for supper, I just had some of the leftover bread bites that I didn't have any on Sunday. So I for the last like 3 weeks, I haven't been eating as much.
I've eaten enough for both of us, so you're covered. How's that sound?
You look fine. Don't worry.
Thank you. How much work do you put into meal planning for the day or week? That's our Bonnie and Friends question of the morn, 701-293-9000. Email studio at WDAYradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Alex from our sister station, Laughson, says what?
What is that?
Some people do. It just depends, mm-hmm. too. Like, you might go in phases, too. Like, my son-in-law, when he's on his healthy eating kick, he'll say, like, on a Sunday or whatever, he'll cook up a ton of chicken breast, broccoli, and rice, and then he'll portion it out in containers. My son will do that sometimes when he decides he's going to eat healthy, which isn't often, but he does the same thing.
Oh, yeah, and that's exactly what I would like to get myself to do, is to make that. Because, I mean, I love chicken, and I can eat rice.
And that would be healthier than deli meat for you, too.
Exactly.
You know, because you can control the salt or not use any salt, but that would
very
be
minimal.
Kind of bland. Mark says very little meal planning unless he's going hunting or taking a trip. Yeah, and it just depends on where you're going, right? Like, you might need to pack your food to take with you because there might not be a restaurant or convenience store where you can stock up on stuff. Dave in Grand Rapids tries to keep it simple for two, otherwise too time-consuming. It can be.
Mm-hmm.
And I go through phases, too. Sometimes I was doing, like, overnight oats or whatever, where you make them. But then I would make, like, all week long, so then I'd bring those in. But hard-boiled eggs, I usually make those. This week I'm off on those. I'm not eating them this week. But usually I'll make hard-boiled eggs on a Sunday, so then I bring them to work, and for at least 3-4 days I've got hard-boiled eggs to eat for breakfast in the morning. So I do put a lot of thought into what I'm making, and it's a deterrent from the boys deciding that they're getting fast food. If I plan out ahead of time, I've got hamburger in the fridge I need to fry up. I told Logan too, it's like, I am making spaghetti tonight, so just so you know,
FYI. We don't do a very good job of that. I mean, the girls have gotten old enough where it's like they can fend for themselves. And so a lot of times it's just Sandy and myself kind of deciding what we want. And then, of course, the girls are like,
that's mean. You have a baby. My baby's 23 and mama still takes care of him. You're mean.
My kids are 20 and 17 and they can fend for themselves because they usually want to eat different things and they eat at different times, too.
Logan could fend for himself, too. But it's just like, I like to cook, though. So that's my thing, too, you know. So
I like to cook
it for both boys.
At certain times, I love to cook. And other times, I'm like, man, I don't feel like it.
When you have time, I guess.
Yeah.
How much work do you put into meal planning for the day or week? That's our Bonnie and Friends Question of the Morn, 701-293-9000. Email studio at wdayradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Good morning to Polly in Idaho. Morning, Polly.
Good morning, you two.
Are you a meal planner?
Well, I think it depends on what time of year it is. If it's spring or summer, then I can plan a little bit like the barbecue version. Or it's going to be fall and winter. Obviously, I'm going to probably cook inside. That just makes most sense.
Yeah, soup season, and you make soup or chili or stew or something like that. You're eating good for several days, usually.
Right. Soup usually involves rice. I enjoy rice, so I eat white rice, whatever I'm cooking in it.
There you go.
And then chicken, usually.
Chicken and rice soup?
Yeah, I like that.
Nothing wrong with that.
I loved chicken and stars when I was growing up.
Have you had that since you've been a big person? Because it's not as good as we thought it was when we were little kids.
No, it's not. You're right. It's just kind of bland.
Yeah.
But, there's a little, there's less preparation if you're this time of year coming up because of the winter thing. I mean, I can stock up when I go to the grocery store and get frozen dinners, and that takes care of one meal at least for the day. And then, of course, peanut butter. You mentioned peanut butter. I love peanut butter. So
that's always an easy meal when you don't feel like doing anything. My son will do that. He'll dip in the peanut butter jar. He might have a salad, and then he makes a couple peanut butter sandwiches because that definitely fills you up. And, part of the planning is your grocery shopping, too. Like, what are you planning to eat maybe for the week? Unless you like to go to the grocery store every day. My mother-in-law used to do that. That would drive me crazy. But some people are like that. Yeah. They just like, whatever looks good, I'll just go to the store today and get something new. So to each his own, I guess.
Here's a question on the side. How long have you been doing this? How long have you been on the radio?
41 years.
I would have to say that you're a veteran.
You think?
Maybe you didn't carry a gun in a foreign war.
Not a military veteran, but
a veteran.
Yeah, radio
definitely
veteran.
A veteran.
Yeah, I've covered a lot of lots of news over the years that way, but yeah. All right, Paulie, well, you have yourself a good day.
You too, both of you.
Thank you. I saw a press release the other day, and I think it was like a missing person, some entity, and I can't remember where it was from. I think North Dakota, Minnesota, but they're like, we're searching for an elderly person. She was 65. I highly do not think that
Rude.
65 is elderly.
No, and here's the reason why. As we get older.
I'll get there pretty soon.
As we get older, I mean,
number of years, I guess, but still.
Now, granted, I feel like my parents have not aged a day in the last 40 years. I mean, they are in very good health for the both of them. I mean, they've had some knee, you know, dad's had a knee replaced, mom has had hips, and they are slowing down, and their hearing definitely is not what it used to be, because I can tell that. But at the same time, they are still very much young at heart, and they just don't seem old. And so when I think about when I was in my early 20s, you know, my mom and dad were in their early 40s, because my mom is about 20, 21 years older than me. Dad's like 21 or 22. And so I'm lucky enough to have not a huge age gap between myself and my parents, which I think has brought us closer over the years. But my parents are now in their early to mid 70s. And I don't feel that they are old at all.
I didn't think my folks were old till they hit like 90.
Yeah, I mean, and quite honestly, I mean, your folks are still active and going, so yeah. They're 90, was it 91 and 95?
Mom just turned 92, and
92.
Dad's 96 going on 97.
Yeah, and those two, I mean, from all the stories you tell, they haven't slowed down a bit probably in the last 20. So.
Well, they have slowed down,
yeah.
But they're still active. They go
exactly.
Play cards once or twice a week. My dad still drives at 96, and he's a
yeah.
good driver. I've ridden
I mean, him. I had a grandfather that was riding motorcycles until he was in his mid to late 80s.
I love that. That's
you know,
awesome.
Grandpa Norm, he had his old Harley, and he was just he'd just cruise around on that thing until he, you know, physically really couldn't do
That's
it anymore.
Cool.
But age sometimes is just a state of mind, but as we get older and we're in our 50s now, Bonnie, you know, 60s doesn't seem that old. I mean, I still have a problem.
I don't think 60s is elderly.
No, I don't think it's elderly. I think it's older than some, but I do find that when I turned 40, it wasn't a big deal. But when I turned 50, I'm like, ugh. I don't really like that number.
I had a big problem.
Yeah, me too.
I tried to do the back pedal for months ahead of time, and it's just like, whatever.
I mean, it takes a while to get used to it. Now with different things I've gone through, you know, it's
fine. You
celebrate
each day. You're here,
pretty
man.
Much.
That's the
pretty
most
much.
Important thing.
Yeah.
It is 5:34, our question of the morning, how much work do you put into meal planning for the day or week? Some people not so much, other people a lot. 701-293-9000, email studio at wdayradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Right now, your national news and sports from ABC. 5:40, Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. Happy Veterans Day. Thanks to all the veterans for your service. We do appreciate it. Day set aside for you. We honor you. Many, many businesses offering discounts, free meals, free beverages today. Among them, Starbucks offering a free 12-ounce tall brewed coffee, hot or iced. All you got to do is show your military ID. That'd be veterans, military service members, and military spouses as well. And like I said, there are dozens and dozens of restaurants that are offering, again, free or reduced meals. So go eat and enjoy. Fargo Air Museum hosting a special program as well. Freedom Matters USA hosting a Charlie Kirk tribute. It is this coming Saturday in Fargo with Fox News host Brian Kilmeade and Jimmy Fallon. It's going to be at the Holiday Inn, and if you send us a studio at wdayradionow.com, say you want some tickets, you will have a chance to win a family four-pack of tickets. So studio at wdayradionow.com. At the end of the show, we will message our winner. So if you want to go to that family four-pack, we encourage you to bring a veteran or student with you. You can find out more details on that to freedommatters.com. Tickets available at Eventbrite. But if you want to take a chance and you want to win a family four-pack, just write Fela tickets or Kilmeade tickets, anything that lets us know what you're looking for there. Studio at wdayradionow.com. 542, our question of the morn. How much work do you put into meal planning for the day or week? Phone lines are always open to you. 701-293-9000. Email studio at WDAYradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Jeff says not much, probably because your wife is doing the planning for you, Jeff. Kiyomi says when her girls were little, she meal planned weekly.
Oh.
Now they're adults, so she does not meal plan at all. Cereal most evenings. I don't say cereal's an nice. Occasional thing. Once in a while, it's like, ah, cereal sounds good tonight. Mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe once or twice a month or something like that. Just kind of want something, I don't know, crunchy, I guess, and
crunchy
satisfying
and sweet, usually.
And sweet.
Yeah. Although these days, a lot of times, depending on what we have for cereal, I kind of love to throw in some granola in with the cereal, just because the granola usually, a lot of times, depending on which kind of granola you get, usually stays pretty hearty. It doesn't get all soggy in the bottom, and then it'll go with whatever cereal you have and give it a little more protein, a little more
calories in granola. Mm-hmm. That's the problem with it. You got to watch your portion size on that. Unless you really don't care, then whatever.
Yeah, true.
My niece and her husband, they sit down on Sundays and they meal plan for the week. They've got two kids, 16 and 10, so the kids are busy with activities. But they'll sit down on Sunday, meal plan for the week, and then they'll go to Walmart or Aldi or wherever they shop for, buy all their food for the week. So that's pretty extensive meal planning. Like, what do you want to eat this week? The kids are involved in it, too. They'll kind of sit down and what do you think we should get? And that way they stick to their budget that way, too. By planning everything out meal-wise.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's easier in a sense to budget then because you know, okay, especially a lot of times if you meal plan, a lot of times when you're meal planning, you're portion control. So, you know, think about the times when you have just a big family-sized bag of chips. Mm-hmm. If you're hungry and the chips are tasting good, you can eat more than a serving or two, right?
Yeah.
But if you buy, say, the individual portion chips or any type of food that you can portion out yourself or whatever, if you have those ones that are portions, you know, that say 3-ounce bag or whatever, that's all you're going to eat then. So then sometimes your food will last longer because you portioned it out, and then that helps you budget too.
Yeah, or we're going to make, say, chicken fettuccine because I know they like to do that. So they'll probably get, I don't know, there's four of them, probably, I don't know, anywhere 3-4 chicken breasts, something like that. They'll get the noodles, they'll get the sauce or whatever that they need. And you're right. I mean, if you have it all planned out, that, and then of course they buy a ton of fruit. And so there's always like fruit sitting around if they want to eat that on top of it. But I think what they do, because they've done it at my house even, my other nephew on the other side too. He and his wife, when they've been to our house too, they'll start putting it in their cart.
Mm-hmm.
So then when they get back to town, all they got to do is swing into Walmart and they pick up the groceries that way. So
oh, yeah. I mean,
I think a lot of young families do it that way.
Yeah. I mean, you can easily do that. And a lot of times we do something like that. I mean, it might not be meal planning per se, but there's times that we start putting stuff into our cart for our next Walmart delivery or whatever. So that way it's all there. And then you just have to click submit. And then you're done. So
because the way you do it. I do a list. Like I've got a running list on my phone.
We have
it's
a
like
list.
When something runs out or I need something, I put it on my list.
Yeah, we normally have a list up on the fridge and like
have one of those fancy fridges you can write on it actually. Do you know what I'm talking about? Those are really expensive.
Yeah, I would have considered getting one of those, but the last two fridges that we got that were a bit fancier died on us. So that fridge.
So we go cheap with the fridges?
So that fridge that we have in the downstairs break room, that's the exact model that we have at our house because it's a little bit more basic. So it doesn't have all the fancy electronic stuff because that stuff can go wrong, whatever.
I wouldn't want that one because it's like when you have your phone on you and you always have your phone with you, right? How easy is that to have your grocery list on your phone?
We've just got some notepads and so we write stuff. So like yesterday when I had to, my wife has been nice enough to make a couple of birthday pictures for her coworkers. And since the first one went over so well, she was requested to do more. And I read the text, but I didn't really read the text. So she had made like multiple copies of this one. And I saw there was two on her desk. So I grabbed those and was bringing them to her. So on the way to do that, which it turns out there was like four or five, and I didn't grab all of them, so I was a bad husband. But I did know that when I was on the way to do that, I knew I needed to go to Menards and get dog food for Luna. So I went ahead and did that. And so that was on the list. So I told my daughter, scratch that off, whatever. Yep. And then my youngest finished off the tortilla chips. And, of course, I bought more guacamole. And we have some avocados I need to use anyway. But now we're out of tortilla chips. So that has to go up on the list because we're out.
Do you have a rule? Like if something's almost gone, not when it's gone. If something's almost gone, tell me so I can put it on the list.
We don't necessarily have a rule, but that to me is common sense. Because
thank you.
Because if you're out then you want that then and it's gone, you're like, oh, come on.
Then if you really want it or you need it for a recipe, then you have to run to the store.
Yeah, exactly. So you're just like, dude, come on.
Here's how much planning I put into it. Plus my list, I've already got like a bunch of stuff on there that I got mm-hmm. my turkey for Thanksgiving. We have the ham, but I still need to get.
I just got some turkey breasts because I figured we're working Thanksgiving morning and I'm not going to really want to put in a.
Did you get
full effort?
What kind of turkey breast? Like turkey breast or turkey loaf? I made the mistake of buying turkey loaf one year.
You know what? I will not say no to a turkey loaf. I like that too. Absolutely. It's still turkey with the same flavor and it's got some gravy with it. So I've eaten that when I was like in college or after college when I was a poor student or a former college student. I'm not gonna turn that down, honestly. But no, I got a couple turkey breasts because I figured it would be easy enough to put in the oven. Or put in the crock pot or something so we have
that. And they cook faster, and not everybody needs a full turkey. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, and having a full turkey is great and all, but at the same time, it's kind of a pain to try and get all the meat carved off of it, et cetera, et cetera. And then there's bones, and you're trying to pick your way through stuff. And I'm not real patient that way. Mm. So I just got a couple of turkey breasts, so I kind of overspent because I could have had a whole turkey for less than what I had paid for the turkey breast.
Yeah, it's more expensive, but that's okay. It's
so
still good.
I got that and some potatoes, so I'm set for that.
I still need to get more. I have a purple onion, but I'm not using that. So I need some yellow onions.
Definitely
and I need
yellow.
To get the celery because mm-hmm. the stuff in the fridge is probably like seeing its better day.
Yeah.
And then I need some stuffing chunks, breadcrumb chunks.
Or we might have a box of stuffing from 2 years ago that I'll be like, you know what? I'm the only one eating it. I don't care.
Oh, like stovetop? I don't like stovetop at all. Well, so I'll make it from scratch.
Well, sometimes I actually do like stovetop just because it's a bit drier. And as much as I do enjoy the onions in the stuffing, sometimes it's just not really what I want. So if I have some just stovetop or something like that and I can put some gravy on it after I'm done with making the turkey or whatever, I'm fine with that.
Some people like it. I don't.
It's just quick.
Because we make good homemade
stuffing. My mom has been making homemade stuffing for years, and it's not anything super complicated. But the main ingredients, obviously, are the dry breadcrumbs and then, of course,
onions and celery.
Onions. I don't know if we do celery in it, and we don't put any, like, there's no sausage or anything in it.
Oh, see, we do. We do Jimmy Dean's sausage. Mm-hmm. That's a must. Onions, celery, and fry that up ahead of time, and then you mix it with your breadcrumbs, mm-hmm. and then an egg goes in there, and your seasonings.
Yeah, my mom usually has a big bowl and all these chunks of, dried out bread that she's kept probably for who knows how long. And
my mom does it that way, too. She say, I used to, but then it would get messy, and I'm just like, whatever. So I'll just buy either, because even like at the grocery stores, you can buy breadcrumbs that they have like in the the bread section, or you can get the stuff in the bag that's little hard chunks.
Yep, and that usually those
Pepperidge
always
Farm or whatever.
Yeah, that
it is.
Always comes out around
it's
Thanksgiving.
Fine. It just has more salt in it than if you were just to get the bread.
Mm-hmm.
This is weird. Like my sister, and it's her mom's recipe, so I don't knock it, and it tastes fine. But
did
it
you
is
say your sister?
Sister-in-law.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, your sister's mom would still be your mom.
No, sister-in-law. It's so weird the way they make dressing.
How do they make it?
They oversaturate. Okay, so the dried bread, they leave it whole, and they oversaturate it with water, and then they squeeze the water out of the bread before they chunk the bread up to go in the stuffing. And I just think it's so weird.
Why?
But that's the way her mom made it. Her grandma used to make it like that, and I suppose you stay. I don't know. It's the weirdest thing I've ever
seen.
Does
it keep it more moist then?
No, I mean, ours is moist because you use chicken broth or chicken bouillon that you add in it in addition to
the
egg.
But, I mean, you're stuffing the turkey with it, though, right?
No.
Oh, you're not?
You really shouldn't do that unless you cook it to the proper temperature. My mom always
We've always cooked it to the proper temperature.
You're better off. If you talk to the food police, like Julie Garden Robinson up at NDSU, they will tell you it's not advisable to do that that way. You should just make it on the side. So,
I, in a sense, I prefer to make it on the side in a sense, just because I think it's a pain to try and get it out of the turkey then.
Yeah.
Because there's this cavity in there.
It kind of gets weird, soggier when it's in the turkey. Yep. I don't love it that way. My mom will still put a little bit in. She doesn't overstuff it like she used to, but usually we make it on the side. Yeah. I just prefer it made that way. But
I think my mom still puts some in the turkey, and then I think maybe there's extra that's made on the side or whatever.
So. And then I do a wild rice casserole too.
Oh, you're so fancy.
Also with Jimmy Dean sausage. Oh, so stick with the theme of my stuffing. It's like, why would you eat stovetop?
I like it.
My mom would buy it once in a while for like a midweek meal or something. And it's just like when you have good homemade stuffing and then you have stovetop, it's not the same.
No, it is not, but it's something I enjoy eating. So.
And if you're not a cook, it's easy enough to follow the directions on the bag.
My sister doesn't like stuffing because she says, and I quote from her text, "It's just mushy bread shoved inside a turkey's butt." It gross.
Kind of is. You're not wrong about
that.
But no, I do like that. But we'll throw in a handful of wild rice sometimes too in our stuffing. Mm-hmm. So it bulks it up with sausage, wild rice, however you you know, happen to do it. But yeah, that's on my long running grocery list. And I'm so far ahead of myself. Like I said, I'm a planner. I've already got all the different kinds of bark and candies and crackers that I need to make my Christmas stuff.
Oh, jeez.
I've already bought some stuff, but I need like pretzel logs to make my Chewy Louies. Yeah. I need Ritz crackers for dipping.
As long as she gets the stuff to make her Chewy Louies, everybody's happy.
Well, what happened is we were over at Carly's about a week ago, and she's rattling off her favorite Christmas cookies. I'm like, oh, I need to get some Andy Mints. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I need to get the pretzel logs. So I added to my list. But yeah, I don't like to forget stuff because I don't like to go to the store very often to begin with. So I make sure I have a list and I stick to it. And sometimes some of the stuff on the list is like, nah, that can wait. I don't exactly need it. But the priority stuff always goes up at the top, so I don't forget anything. So I am a meal planner. How much work do you put into meal planning for the day or week? That's our Bonnie and Friends question of the morn, 701-293-9000. Email studio at wdayradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Joel says, very little time. He has frozen dinners and he used the microwave. But you had to buy those and think that I'm going to have those for a meal. So that's sort of a little planning, even if you don't think it is. And good morning to you, Joel. 5:54 right now, we are checking in with WDAY Ag Director Bridget Riedel. Tuesday morning, Veterans Day. Welcome into Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. Starting out partly cloudy, 31 degrees, winds out of the west at 9. Dino calling for lovely temps all week long. Look for a high of 48 today, 49 tomorrow, 55 Thursday, and close to 60 on Friday. We're going to have to contend with some winds several of these days, including today. We'll see winds 15 to 25 with some higher gusts, but enjoy the warmer temps. The leaf rearrangement day, I guess. It was funny. About a week ago, I was remember that warm day I told you, and I was outside talking to my neighbor, Linda, and it was just gorgeous out, no jackets.
Yeah.
And she commented, it was kind of funny. She goes, look at our two maple trees, because we face each other. And then she goes, they are the prettiest trees on the block. I'm like, you're right. I said, Dave, a few doors down, he had the champagne-looking pink champagne leaves on his tree, and it was gorgeous, but all the leaves came down. And so we were the only two that still had leaves on our maple. Well, we got that hard frost, Friday, Saturday or whatever. Mm-hmm. All of the leaves, both of our trees, on the ground. So wake up, Saturday, Sunday morning or whatever. And
they're all on the ground.
Yep. So hubby had work to do. He actually was nice and went and took care of Linda's too, which was nice.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, clean them up. That's not bad because they're kind of smaller trees.
Yeah.
Those trees are probably only about 15 years old, not like when we used to live by Concordia and we had trees that were probably 50, 60, 70 years old.
Yeah.
All the bags of leaves that we'd have to rake in the fall, 50, 60 bags of leaves. That was not fun. It might be fun for a little bit. You rake it up and the kids could jump in the leaves. Mm-hmm. But that's a lot of work if you have established trees that drop a lot of leaves.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, our newer neighborhood, I mean, there's a neighbor kitty corner from us. She's got a couple of big trees and you could tell all those leaves, you know, fell. And a lot of them are in my next-door neighbor's yard, and we don't have too many. And, of course, even if we did, I could just get out there with my mulcher lawnmower and just grind them up.
Yeah,
and
if you
I'd
don't have many, and that's great for your lawn,
exactly.
too. But if you have too much, it's like, you do have to rake
them up. Well, then I just saw a video the other day on social media where it's just like this guy was in his backyard, and he's just like, everything's brown in the backyard. You know, he's talking about leaves. And it's just, I don't know if it's leaves or if it's dog turds. you can't tell if you got them all picked up or not because they're buried under a bunch of leaves and they're a different color than the grass. So I was like, yeah, that would be kind of a dilemma there because then you're trying to walk around a yard without stepping in anything and you got leaves and turds under leaves. That's just a pain.
I'm really big on that. Plus, it's like a little pendant area, yeah. 10 by 10 or whatever area, but nobody else seems to pick up Zeus's poop. So mm-hmm. It's like I'm like every day I'm out there. It's like pick, 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 pick. And yeah. It's like – I mean, it'll get behind once the snow falls, mm-hmm. And if you're not out there, you know, yep. Whatever. But it's a lot less messy if you try to keep on top of that.
I know. And I usually do it, like, weekly. And I didn't do it last week because we were busy and stuff, and it was cold out. So, yeah, I should probably get back out there before the snow comes.
Yes,
just
you
to, just to make sure that there is not some buried that will be buried under the snow, be all mushy and whatnot. So, you know.
Doug weighing in on our question of the morning, how much work do you put into meal planning for the day or week? He just plans what he's hungry for and mm-hmm. lets it roll. Crash says Burger King, McDonald's, Taco Shop, Hardee's, heeny, meeny, miny, moe. That's one way to do it, too.
I would never guess that about Crash.
No, I wouldn't either. And then we were talking about stuffing.
Yep.
Kevin and Fergus says they use dried breadcrumbs, minor mm-hmm. seasoning, pork sausage, celery, and they use a Lipton onion soup pack.
Oh, really?
That's interesting. Oh, yeah, butter, yeah. Butter, too.
Oh, yeah, there's always butter in it.
Boils the neck and gizzard. My mom mm-hmm. will put that in hers. I don't put the gizzard in mine, but my mom cuts up the giblets and stuff.
I think my mom at times, if it's the extra portion, I think my mom will take like the turkey neck and let that bake with that extra stuffing to get at those juices and stuff from it. I don't know any of us in our family that eat that turkey neck. I think maybe my grandmother used to.
My mom loved it. My mom and grandma mm-hmm. still love it. But my mom would like roast them on the side too. So mm-hmm. she put the giblets in the neck or whatever and
yep.
onions and garlic and some olive oil yep. and roast it that way too. The one time I actually put the giblets in my dressing, they were hard. I think the turkey was old. That was my first mistake as a rookie cook.
Yep.
I also forgot the... My first turkey, I forgot the neck bag in. I forgot to take it out. It was fine.
Yeah.
Like, I cooked it within
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's like you learn, right?
Mm-hmm.
Young cook mistake.
Yeah, and that's one thing I think I learned fairly early on is that you had to take that out because
yep.
you got the neck and you've got some of the, you know, the heart and the kidney and stuff
yep.
like that. And when you have a dog, then I remember making a turkey one of the years when we first had Luna. And I remember making sure I put that in a different pan or something and let those bake those as well because then I cut those up and gave them
go.
To her.
Yeah,
so
the doggers love that.
Yep.
602, we are WDAY Fargo. 604, Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki has arrived with a check on our forecast. And this whole week, I checked you out on WDAYRadioNow.com. Looking pretty good.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, the rest of the week looks pretty darn nice for this time of the year. Again, we could be looking at big snows, Arctic outbreaks, you name it. We're looking at temperatures above normal. Currently, not a bad start to the morning. We're looking at clear to partly cloudy skies across the area. We're at 26 here at the studio. 26 in Moorhead, so if you left your vehicle out, might have to scrape that off a little bit. 25 in Yulin, 28 in DL, and 26 in Wahpeton. But you go just out to the west of the valley, temperature is a little warmer. Fingal, 40, Jamestown, 38. So the warmer weather is spreading in from the west, and that is going to warm us up today. To about 50 degrees. We'll be anywhere between partly cloudy and mostly sunny today. As the day goes on, we'll see more and more sunshine. And we'll top out right around 50 today with a northwest wind a little on the breezy side, about 10 to 25 and gusting close to 30. Tonight, clear skies, and that's important because should be able to see the northern lights tonight.
Okay, I saw something about
yep.
like over 13 states.
Yeah,
or
so skies
like that.
Will be clear tonight. Good chance to see the northern lights tonight. Again, timing on that, it varies. It is usually between about 9 p.m. and about midnight, but again, it could be any time. We'll drop down to about 30 tonight with the winds lightening up a little bit out of the west, 5 to 15. And then for Wednesday, mostly sunny, northwest winds about 10 to 20, highs in the low 50s. We'll stay in the low 50s on Thursday, and then Friday, we top out at 60 degrees.
You're
going
to go for 60.
Yeah. Going to go for the big 6-0. Yep.
That's impressive.
Yeah, the record is 66, believe it or not. So I don't think we'll get to the record. But anytime
still.
You can hit 60 going into the middle of November,
yeah.
Can't complain. The weekend does hold a chance of a little light precip. I'll run down the details on that coming up after the bottom of the hour.
How much work do you put into meal planning for the day or week? Do you plan out your meals or do you just go to the grocery store
nah.
or whatever looks good?
I buy, you know what I do? I go there, see what's getting ready on the meat the meat section.
Yeah.
In the discounted aisle. Mm-hmm. I'll go there. The best investment I made was a food sealer.
Do you have one of those?
Oh, you have to.
I don't, but they're nice.
Oh, it's the best investment I made. Because you go there and then you get the meat that's on discount. Mm-hmm. And then you go home, you seal it, freeze it, and it's good to go.
There you go. I get out the Saran wrap, package it up, and then,
then
I put it in a gallon
Your
zip freezer.
Old school. Okay.
I just have enough appliances that I don't need anything else. But when I helped James process his deer meat last year, he had one of those.
Yeah, it's the best investment I ever made. Yeah, but meal, no, it's just like, hey, what do you want for dinner tonight? Okay, I'll take it out of the freezer.
Although you do, I mean, I know you sneak home after you get off the air and whatnot, but you bring snacks in and stuff. Do you bring your lunch here?
Yeah, occasionally. Or if there's leftovers.
If there's leftovers
from the night before, that's lunch for the next day. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
I'm not a big meal prep. No.
Just whatever.
Yep.
Yeah. I get it. 608. We do have Fargo Force tickets we will be giving away this week here on Bonnie and Friends. They are hosting Youngstown Phantoms Friday and Saturday. Be listening tomorrow.
Tomorrow and Thursday.
All right. For an opportunity to win those. Flatland Music Flashback, that's going to be coming your way right around 6:56 this morning. Brought to you by Flatland Guitar in Fargo, a music store built around and dedicated to quality guitar repairs. It was on this date in entertainment history. The first picture disc single commercially available was released. Find out what it is. Flatland Music Flashback right around 6:56. 6:08, we're going to get you your national news, and Big Game James McCarty's in with your WDAY Radio Sports. 6:13, time now for a check on your WDAY Radio Sports with Big Game James McCarty. We missed you yesterday, but welcome back.
Thank you. Yeah, it's state tournament time, so I couldn't take too much time off, that's for darn sure.
No, but at least you got
I thought about taking today off after what happened yesterday, but we have playoff volleyball and some basketball stuff to get to. So,
well, I don't see any battle scars from deer on your face or anything this morning.
Not quite that close, but just about. Last night, the Timberwolves defeated the Jazz 120-113. That was powered by a dominant third quarter. They outscored the Jazz 40-25. Anthony Edwards powering in the pack with 35 points. In that win, Julius Randle flirted with a triple-double. He had 27 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists, and even 3 steals. Jaden McDaniels with 16 points, 6 rebounds in that one. And then Rudy Gobert, Dante DiVincenzo with 14 points apiece in the victory. That improves Minnesota's record to 7-4 on the season with the win. And they will host the Sacramento Kings in NBA Cup play on a Friday night at 7 o'clock. FanDuel Sports Network North, whatever the heck they term that thing. That pool play for the NBA Cup or whatnot.
So they already played the Kings, but now they play them again, and that one counts in the NBA Cup.
Yes, NBA Cup group play. That's what they call it. Yep.
So confusing. I mean, nothing like an in-season tournament.
I think it's dumb.
So do I.
That's just me. On the ice tonight, the Minnesota Wild will be hosting the San Jose Sharks. Puck will drop at 7 o'clock. Coverage available for this one. If you're looking for it, you can't find it. Well, that's because it's the Tuesday night Hulu hockey game. So it's on Hulu here this evening. So that, just add that to one of the 17 subscriptions you need to watch the games this season. We have Dakota Bowl coverage on Friday night, where Fargo Davies will take on Bismarck Central. That's over in our sister station, The Flag. Dragon football Saturday afternoon wraps up the regular season against Minnesota State Mankato in Mankato. 11 a.m. pregame, noon kickoff for that one. Here on WDAY Radio the rest of the week, we have tonight, we have EDC volleyball quarterfinals. Four-seeded West Fargo gets five-seed Shanley at 6 o'clock. Friday night, you're going to have Spud football when they take on Lakeville South, who pulled off the upset against Maple Grove last week. That's a 7:30 kickoff for that one. Saturday afternoon, Cobber football at Carlton to wrap up their 2025 regular season at noon with Larry Knutson on the call as well. So, ton of coverage for us here the rest of the week. We have Thursday night volleyball as well, and we'll get to that when the time comes for it. And then the Minnesota Twins making some coaching adjustments with Derek Sheldon as he continues to build his coaching staff. The Twins retaining pitching coach Pete Mackey. He joined the Twins staff in 2021, took over in the middle of the 2022 season as pitching coach, while third base Tommy Watkins leaving the organization to join the Braves staff. Watkins has been a member of the Twins organization either as a player or coach since 1998, and so that's over, I mean, approaching three decades with the club, and he will depart now for Atlanta. And no primetime sports tonight because that volleyball match starts at 6 p.m. West Fargo High versus Shanley. So a 6 p.m. first serve here on WDAY Radio here this evening. And Fargo Force fans, this weekend, back home, 7:05 on Friday, 6:05 on Saturday. And so you can get tickets either at the Shields Arena box office or go online to FargoForce.com.
All right. Do we ask you now or do you make us wait another hour? Your escapades deer hunting. He texted Jason and I. Basically, it sounded like he needed a pair of new shorts because of an incident involving a deer or something. But I don't like to ask details because I like to be surprised. So are you going to give us the lowdown now or do we wait until 7?
Is Bridget on in 5 minutes?
No, that is a 7 o'clock hour.
7 o'clock hour, yeah.
What hour? Oh,
is this story
six?
Long?
It takes a few minutes to explain because I have to blame some people.
Okay.
Right.
But
just
you look like you're in
one piece.
Just look
in the mirror.
Yeah, wait till you see the limp when I walk out.
Are you limping?
No.
You didn't fall.
Not that I'm aware of.
Did you?
I would have been, honestly, I would have preferred that.
First of all, did you get your deer this weekend?
No. He's still alive, well, and healthy.
So a big buck or what?
Yeah, there's a possibility. But we'll get to that next hour. Let's do it.
Make us wait. It sounds like a good one based on the text he gave Jason and I, but I'm like, nope, I like the element of surprise.
Up my hours. Yeah, we'll do it in the 7 o'clock hour.
Okay, make us wait for it.
Do we?
Sounds like a doozy.
Do you have more time at 7:40 or 7:10?
Today's Tuesday, 7.
How much time do you need for this story?
Well, like I said, I have to do my due diligence of laying out the groundwork.
Well, it can be a two-parter. So.
We'll give you like a good, 7-8 minutes.
I can do it in that time.
Okay,
stay
tuned. 7 o'clock hour after he's.
It's more or less because I have to paint the picture so everybody understands the situation I put myself.
Everything
in.
You get involved in ends up in a elaborate story. Like things happen to you that don't happen to regular people.
Yeah, exactly. And people don't believe me until
that's, we believe him. We hang out with
him.
That's
part of the reason I need the time to lay it out. That way I have, my witnesses and I can, call on and during testimony.
Okay.
Just to make sure everybody's on the same page. It was interesting.
Okay. We'll stay tuned for
I'm
that.
Still upright. So is my buddy.
Can I see your back? Are there any hoof prints on your back?
There may or may not
There's nothing on his forehead. He's looking good.
Yeah,
there.
No, and on the forehead. That's because I pulled the armadillo. It's kind of like the shoulder blade area.
Right.
More or less.
We'll keep you guys in suspense. We don't even know. We'll find out next hour. We do have tickets. We're going to give away here a family four-pack to the Freedom Matters USA event, Charlie Kirk Tribute. It's taking place this Saturday at the Fargo Holiday Inn with Fox News hosts Brian Kilmeade and Jimmy Fela. And we're already starting to get a bunch of emails in. So if you want to go to that, just say tickets to Jimmy or something like that in the email so we know you're interested. And email us at studio@wdayradionow.com. studio@wdayradionow.com. Be listening all day long for a chance to win a family four-pack of tickets. We encourage you to, if you can, bring a veteran or student with you. Details at freedommatters.com or tickets available at Eventbrite. But if you want to win tickets, listen all day long to WDAY Radio, and you'll have to email in the individual shows. We will pick at the end of Bonnie and Friends today who wins that family four-pack, but come back tomorrow and try again if you don't win today. So studio@wdayradionow.com, tickets to see Jimmy. Put something like that in the subject line, and we will pick our winner again at the end of today's show. Some more details out on that Adrian Peterson drunk driving arrest. Remember we talked about that last week or whatever? Some more details out on that. Happened down in Texas, and we will talk about it next. It's cold here, but you don't expect the cold this bad in Florida. I saw a couple of high school classmates who live in different parts of Florida, one checking in on Facebook saying it was 44 degrees. Should I plug the vehicle in? And another one on the other side of Florida saying only 37 degrees here. Yeah. So it's not too much warmer than what we're seeing here. We're partly cloudy, 31 degrees right now. I see some more details are out on Adrian Peterson's DWI arrest down in Texas. Passed out at some gas pumps at a convenience store.
He passed out?
Yep, behind the wheel. Not good.
Nope.
Apparently, there was a retired police officer who used to be on the DWI task force for Houston PD. Didn't know it was Adrian Peterson, but saw somebody passed out behind the wheel at the gas pumps in his Mercedes SUV. So he called it in. Cops arrived on the scene, and they were tapping on the window trying to wake him up. They saw surveillance video. He got to the gas pump at 7:42 in the morning. never got out of his vehicle until the officer responded to the call, tapped on his window to wake him up at 9 o'clock. So almost an hour
over
and
an
a half.
Hour. Was the vehicle off or still on?
No, it was running. Like, nobody at that convenience store, like, thought anything suspicious that you've got. Because it would catch your eye, right? It's a Mercedes SUV.
Well,
maybe not down in Texas, but it would
catch
my
eyes.
Well,
maybe not
down
in Texas, but if you're working the cash register,
you'd
I think
you would look out from time to time.
You would probably notice it and maybe talk, you know, if there's two of you working, I don't know how big of a gas station it is. If there's a couple of people, we're going to be like, dude, that vehicle's been sitting there the entire time. He hasn't gotten out yet.
Almost an hour and a half.
Yeah. I mean, wouldn't you... I mean, I guess they're not doing anything wrong. They're not pumping gas and driving away or anything. But still, I mean, I think if you're an employee, you would probably at least have your eye on it going, this is a little weird.
Mm-hmm. I mean, well, and thank goodness that eagle-eyed retired cop happened to see it and called it in, because the officer who finally got him to wake up and open the door observed bloodshot, glossy eyes, slurred speech. Peterson said he was returning to his home in Missouri City, Texas from a poker game in Houston. So he was still in Houston where this happened.
Yeah.
Didn't get far away. It looks like he drove maybe 10 miles to that gas station from where that poker game was held.
At least he didn't hit anybody.
True. When asked how sober he was on a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 representing blackout drunk, he said, probably a 2.
Just a 2. I've had a couple of drinks. Well, then why are you passed out in your vehicle sleeping for over an hour
tired.
The morning?
Yeah. Did a bunch of field sobriety tests and then arrested him. Oh, they also found 2 handguns in his vehicle.
Is he's not a, he doesn't have a felony on his record or anything, does he?
I mean, that child abuse.
Yeah.
I think that was a felony conviction. Plus, he hasn't been convicted yet, but he still has outstanding DWI charge in Minnesota from, like, I don't know, 6 months prior to that or something.
I mean, I believe Texas is an open carry state.
True.
Number one. Number two, I don't know if, you know, like I said, if he is a convicted felon, then you shouldn't be able to have a firearm.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, like I said, I don't know if he's allowed. I mean, does it say in the article he's not allowed to have a firearm?
No, it doesn't.
So maybe that is just a added note as opposed to
maybe
did something
he's not,
else illegal, you know?
It was his second DWI arrest of the year, previously arrested and charged with 4th-degree DWI in Minnesota in April. So April to...
We'll keep an eye out, see if we can hit 3 before the end of the year.
Yeah, not cool, but thankfully they found him.
Yeah.
Yikes.
And the biggest thing, thankfully nobody's hurt.
I forgot this story. I saw this over the weekend. Did you see the bear that it was caught on doorbell camera that took off with a Tennessee man's brand new chainsaw? The bear is actually carrying the chainsaw.
Why would a bear need a chainsaw?
I don't know. Gatlinburg, Tennessee. I don't know. What would
bears
the bear
can
do?
Climb trees. He doesn't need to, you know, chop a tree down to get some honey or something.
Maybe he's competing with the beavers, which are knocking trees down even here in town or whatever.
Maybe he's trying to help the beavers because the beavers are just like, man, my tooth hurts. I can't really keep doing this. I need a dentist. I'll get you something to help make sure you get your damn bill.
I got a chainsaw for you.
Just hold on there, buddy. I'll go get you a chainsaw.
I mean, maybe this guy lives in the middle of nowhere. Brand new chainsaw. Would you leave that outside? I wouldn't.
Well, I wouldn't think a bear would steal it.
Well, no, but somebody might steal it. Maybe he lives
if you're in the middle,
of
nowhere, then I wouldn't worry about it.
Still, I mean, if you get dew in the morning,
rude.
Your brand new chainsaw,
I mean, did it look like
long.
A picnic basket?
I don't know why he did that. And it, like, I mean, it's a chainsaw, right? It's
right.
Not like it's, unless the guy had food on his hands when he... You know, was handling it and set it down. I wonder if they found it.
Maybe the bear just wants to become a lumberjack.
Oh,
you ever think about that?
Maybe. The guy did find it. He saw it, you know, the bear carrying his chainsaw away, and then he found it. It appeared to be in the sticky-fingered bear's den is what it says.
I wonder what else was in there. What else has that bear stolen?
Would you go in the den to get, you know, they're not exactly in hibernation just yet.
No, you'd probably want to make sure the bear was not in the area or that the bear was maybe sedated. You know what I mean?
No, he says he found my chainsaw, but we have a problem. I found his den. I don't feel my heart racing 100 miles an hour very often, but it would be one of those times. The guy says he ate rotisserie chicken earlier in the day. And he thinks the smell may have stuck on the sock.
Well.
See, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah, it could very well be.
I like being surprised.
I wouldn't necessarily want to eat rotisserie chicken with my hands and then use a chainsaw anyway. Your hands could be a little greasy and could slip or something.
He might not have been using it because it was new, so maybe he just happened to pick it up and set it there. But
that could be.
Put it in your shed or your garage or something.
Yeah, you got to make sure at all times and a random wild animal doesn't steal your chainsaw.
That's funny. Like, that's not something you see every day.
No, that's why I'm just like, he's got to be out in the wilderness somewhere in a cabin in the hills and... You're like, oh, I wouldn't leave a chainsaw out. Well, who's going to think that Yogi Bear is going to steal your chainsaw?
I know, but I mean, we lived in the woods, but we still put everything in its place, I guess. And
well, that's because your dad made you.
Well,
it doesn't go there. Put it away.
And when I raised my kids, everything had a place. I mean, we didn't leave toys on the front lawn. You put stuff away for
exactly.
the night. Some people did and still do. You see that? And it's just like,
pick
no.
up your stuff.
Yeah, if you want to keep it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
otherwise, it's not going to be there.
Wasn't expecting a bear to steal it. But
no, exactly.
So many thieves around nowadays, too.
I saw thieving bears.
I saw something locally. People are always sharing stuff in different Facebook groups. It's like people just steal stuff. It's like even like I think it was some more like decorations or something that they had stolen recently. But it's like, it's like you can't. This is why we can't have nice things, right?
No, and so many times. Like, I had something delivered to my house this weekend that I definitely would not have wanted to leave sitting out on the front porch or whatever. Now, granted, where I live, it's a good neighborhood. I think my one neighbor on the north side, myself, we have Ring doorbell cameras. An next door neighbor to the south, he's got a bunch of cameras around his house. We don't necessarily have to worry that nobody doesn't have a camera, like, by their front door. And so we don't really have many people taking stuff off of front porches, but it's not going to be 0%.
It can
you know
happen,
what I mean?
Right. And once that happens, I mean, is your video great? Is it not?
No.
Then you still have to have police involved in it. Will you get your item back? Who knows?
Exactly.
Right?
But I mean, it's just like when we started this whole Amazon delivery thing, and now we've got delivery services from places like Walmart. I think Target does a version of it as well. Costco will deliver stuff. They'll even deliver same day groceries or something. Other places deliver stuff and they'll leave it on your front porch because we're always ordering stuff online, getting it sent to us. And now we've just got people that randomly just take whatever. They don't even know what it is. They're just hoping for something good. And it's just like, that's where we've gone to as a society. That's
sad.
That people are just going to be porch pirates and they're just going to steal stuff because they can. Yep. You know, it's just lame.
Yeah, it is. It's very sad. 6:31 Veterans Day. Thanks to all the veterans out there for what you do. City offices, Fargo Municipal Court, branches of the library, Fargo Cass Public Health closed today. However, garbage and recycling, if it's your day today, it is on schedule on the Moorhead side. If today is garbage day for you, they have pushed it back a day. But yeah, city, state, federal offices closed for Veterans Day. That means there's no mail. Many banks, most banks are closed today. So if you question something, maybe call ahead before you drive into town to go to some place that might be closed for the day. 6:31. 6:34, time now for a check on your forecast with Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki.
And another quiet day around the area, and temperatures will be a little warmer today than they were yesterday. We barely made it above freezing yesterday.
Yeah, it was chilly. When
yeah,
the
it was
cover.
A little chilly out there. There was even a few flurries here and there. And today we're looking at much warmer weather and more sunshine today. We're kind of a mix of sun and clouds this morning. Or, well, the sun's not up yet, but how about partly cloudy skies so far this morning?
I'll take your word
for
it right now.
Yeah, just trust me. We'll hit 50 today with a northwest wind, a little on the breezy side, 10 to 25 and gusting up to 30. Tonight, clear skies down to 30. And don't forget, if you're out and about or up, I should say, a good chance to see the northern lights tonight after sunset with clear skies. Should see a decent chance. Just get outside, obviously, of city lights. And then tomorrow, a lot of sunshine, a little breeze out of the northwest, 10 to 20, highs in the low 50s. We'll stay in the low 50s on Thursday and push it up to 60 on Friday. We might even poke into the low 60s if we're lucky on Friday. And then cooling it down a little bit for Saturday if you're tailgating for the game. It should be okay. Might see an isolated sprinkle later in the day as a cool front swings through with highs around 50. And then cooling off into the 30s for highs as we head into Sunday. Still, no big storms in sight. Again, our models are trying to hint at a pattern change here after mid-month, so after this upcoming weekend. But boy, I'll tell you what, they're all over the place in terms of what's going to happen. But we do see signs of some kind of change coming in here after mid-month. Yeah. The quiet weather probably going to come to an end. But
so before Thanksgiving, probably we'll be
see something around here before Thanksgiving. Yeah, more than likely.
Alrighty.
More than likely.
Thank you, Dino.
You got it.
6:36, and I did find the info, West Fargo. Mm-hmm. So if your garbage day is for West Fargo, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday garbage collections will all be delayed by one day. Fargo is on schedule today. Moorhead, they're pushing it back a day, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're going to get your national news in now from ABC. Check in with the American Ag Network, and Big Game James McCarty has your WDAY Radio Sports. 6:41, Big Game James McCarty's here now with your WDAY Radio Sports.
Women's college basketball last night at the Shack, North Dakota State defeating Concordia Moorhead in a bout where actually it was pretty competitive for three of the four quarters. It was just the second quarter, NDSU outscored Concordia 29-8, and that's where that disconnect was, because North Dakota State outscored Concordia Moorhead 22-17, that same score in the first and third quarters, and the Cobbers outscored the Bison in the fourth quarter 18-11, but a 21-point difference in that second quarter was the big difference in that ballgame. Led for the Bison, a pair of 16-point scorers. It was Avery Conan, who is a preseason Summit League player, and then a freshman from the state of Iowa, Carrington Asp. They each had 16 points for the Bison in that one. And then former West Fargo Cheyenne Mustang, former Dragon, now turned Cobber, Maya Metcalf had 23 points along with 5 rebounds to lead Concordia Moorhead. Off the bench, Tatum Findley had 11 points for Concordia on 5-of-5 shooting, actually, from the field. Last night in Timberwolves basketball, they were taking on the Jazz. They win in Utah 120-113. They're powered by this dominant third quarter they had where they outscored the Jazz 40-25. Anthony Edwards powering the pack with 35 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists in that one. Julius Randle flirting with a triple-double, 27 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists. He even had 3 steals in that victory for the Wolves as they improved to 7-4 on the season. They will return to the court Friday night at the Target Center when they host the Sacramento Kings. It'll be a 7 p.m. tip-off on FanDuel Sports Network North for that one. On the ice tonight, the Minnesota Wild hosting the San Jose Sharks. Puck drops at 7 o'clock. Are you looking for coverage? It's on Hulu, just so that you guys know that. Because if you're looking on FanDuel Sports, it's nationally on Hulu here this evening. So
it's frustrating for sports fans.
Yeah, we're figuring it out as we go, step by step, day by day.
Pretty much have to buy every app out there to get all the games.
No, it's crazy. Like, I might be a little bit old for my age, but I feel like when I was growing up, we had just a single subscription where you could watch all the channels for one flat rate. Now it's 18 flat rates.
Yeah.
But we get all the games if we do that.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm sure that all those big companies just love me when I look at it that way.
Well, it's annoying for the fans. It's like, I'm not having more than, we have Amazon Prime and then we have Netflix. And it's like, I do have a daughter that has other things too. But it's like, I'm not paying for all these different apps just because everything you want to watch jumps to a different app.
Well, exactly. It's less than ideal.
Yeah.
Less than, by all means.
It's a racket is what it is.
Hey, you know what? What's free for you to tune into tonight here on WDAY Radio? EDC Volleyball Quarterfinals, as you have 4-seed West Fargo High battling 5-seed Shanley. Jason and I on the call. First serve, 6 p.m. A little bit early because JV is done in C-Squad. It's postseason volleyball time, so there's no JV freshman, C-Squad, those type of matches beforehand. So we'll have a 6 p.m. first serve tonight with the Packers and Deacons in EDC quarterfinals volleyball action. From here on out, it's double elimination, but of course, winning the first match in the quarterfinals really helps yourself when it comes to trying to create a bid or punch your ticket to the state tournament throughout this week. So looking forward to that match tonight with the Packers and Deacons in EDC quarterfinals volleyball. Sports This Hour brought to you by Prairie Supply. Contact the concrete experts at Prairie Supply, the contractor's headquarters. For more info, go to prairiesupply.com.
Carjacking suspect in custody after stealing a truckload of portable toilets. Of all things.
Never know when you need them.
I guess.
What?
Yes, happened in Malibu, California. He got busted after he crashed on the Pacific Coast Highway. Oh, then he was later found naked on a rock.
Oh, so he seems to be quite the just all-together guy.
Either he's not all-together or higher than the kite on something or another.
Did he steal the truck with the porta potties because he wanted the porta potties as well as the vehicle, or did he took the first vehicle?
I have no idea what was running through his head.
I don't either.
Cops gave him a towel and put him in handcuffs facing charges.
Thank goodness they had a towel.
This is scary. You know, Bridget talks about this screwworm down in Mexico. I think maybe it's in Texas now, and you know we don't want that to happen up here. This is a different kind of worm now. Down in North Texas, it's an invasive worm. They describe it as demonic. Hammerhead worms have invaded the area. They're eating all the earthworms, which is not cool because earthworms are good for our soil.
Absolutely, they are. Yeah.
So these hammerhead worms are native to Asia. Somebody apparently brought them over here. Now they're causing trouble down in Texas. They are about they're huge. They're 12 to 15 inches long.
Oh, good grief!
And they're hard to kill. If you cut them into pieces, each piece simply regenerates and grows into a new worm.
Oh,
also,
that's great.
They're also toxic. So if you touch them, you will break out in hives. More than likely, they say.
Well, that sounds like a worst case scenario.
Can you imagine? Yeah, have a shovel or a spade, and you chop its head off. It splits in double, and then you got more problems on your hand. I guess there is a way to kill it. I don't know who's doing this.
Fire.
Freezer. In order to kill it, you have to trap it in a bag and freeze it for at least 2 days, they say. They must have been testing
You couldn't incinerate them?
I would think that would
work. You would think you'd just have a nice bonfire and just throw some worms on the fire.
Gross. Like that 12 to 15 inches, that's almost like a snake. Ah!
Yeah. Does that have pictures of them?
I'm not on the story I'm looking at, but I bet if we Googled hammerhead worm, I have to go there. Hammerhead worm. I bet it does. Oh, gross. Yeah, they look like snakes. Ah! They look like garter snakes. They kind of look like a leech if you see them up close, like the head on them. That's where they get hammerhead from.
Yeah.
So they're slimy like a leech, but they look like...
Gross.
Ew, I don't like snakes. They look like a snake. Well, hopefully they get this figured out down in Texas before it spreads to other areas, because, I mean, earthworms are vital to soil health. So
they are.
If that's their food of choice, they'll be killing all the earthworms, and we will have issues.
Yeah.
All right, Flatland Music Flashbacks are going to be coming your way right around 6:56 here. We'll be showcasing this singer who got busted on a flight. FBI, in fact, took him into custody for drunk and disorderly conduct, was harassing the stewardesses along with an actor. Find out who it is. Flatland Music Flashback, brought to you by Flatland Guitar in Fargo, a music store built around and dedicated to quality guitar repairs. We're heading back to the American Ag Network shortly.
It was on this date in 1972, this member of this band was killed in a motorcycle crash in Georgia after he was hit by a bus. We'll find out who that was and what band that was coming up next in Flatland Music Flashback.
7:04, Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki is here with our nice forecast for the week.
Boy, I'll tell you, you wonder if we're living on borrowed time.
I think so.
or if this is what the winter is going to be like around here.
Or is it going to be a trifecta of snowless warm winters, maybe?
It could be. I mean, you know, we've got some people that have emailed me, and they're convinced that with all the chemtrail spraying that's going on, that it's warming our atmosphere and we're going to have less and less winters around here. Jace, what do you think? You think it's the chemtrails or do you think it's UFOs? Do you think it is?
It's probably global warming. We got more people. So it's like when you have one person in a room, then all of a sudden becomes a crowded room.
It gets
hotter.
I think it's too much flatulence from our livestock that's warming our atmosphere.
I think there's more flatulence coming out of your mouth.
Yeah, so there's
There's an A plus.
Shaka-laka.
All right, out of left field.
Way to go, Jace.
Good
way
job. Hey, I'll give you a standing ovation.
You're welcome, Rob. I'll be here all week.
All right. Well, whatever the reason is, we'll take the mild weather around here. That's for sure. We've got temperatures in the 20s across much of the area from the valley eastward into Lakes Country, but you go just west of the valley. And we're looking at temperatures in the mid to upper 30s, 38 in Jamestown, 40 in Fingal right now, while the rest of us are in the 20s to right around 30. We'll warm it up to 50 today with a mix between partly cloudy and mostly sunny skies. And it will be on the breezy side with northwest winds gusting up to 30. Clear skies tonight. That's important because we do have a good chance of seeing the northern lights tonight. So if you can get out of the city lights and Yeah, look north, and you should be able to catch those tonight. Should be interesting. 30 for a low. West winds about 5 to 15 tonight. And then not as much wind tomorrow. Plenty of sunshine with highs in the low 50s. We'll stay in the low 50s on Thursday and bump it up to about 60, believe it or not, on Friday. The record on Friday is 66. I just don't think we're going to be able to make that. But hey, 60 in the middle of November. And then the weekend does cool down, but still not bad. Right around 50 on Saturday. Maybe a sprinkle or two if you're going to be out tailgating, and then Sunday cooling it back into the 30s for highs. So all in all, a pretty quiet week in terms of weather with temperatures well above normal.
Biggest issue, a breeze a few days.
Yeah, especially today. Today, probably the windiest. Today and Friday, the two windiest days of the week. Fair. Friday out of the south and today out of the northwest.
Yeah, warmer temps, can't complain.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Not at all.
All right. Thank you, Dino. Weather's been brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. Time now is 7:06. We have a check of your national news from ABC. Then when we return, Big Game James McCarty not only gives us the WDAY radio sports update, he'll let us know on how he almost kind of sort of came near, but not really, to his 8-point buck.
Or a brush with death or something. We don't know what it is, but he's here anyway.
I think that the buck probably has the advantage on maybe who is going to push someone to near death. Not James against the buck, but the buck maybe causing James to lose his life.
Looking forward to that story straight ahead. No mail today. Many of the banks closed as we honor our veterans on this Veterans Day. Lots of discounted meals and items and free stuff happening. So if you are a veteran, please go out and enjoy it and take advantage of those deals and discounts. You have earned them. 7:11, time now for a check on your WDAY Radio Sports with Big Game James McCarty.
Minnesota Twins making some moves in their coaching staff. Derek Sheldon continuing to build that staff. A new Twins manager retaining pitching coach Pete Mackey, who joined the staff in 2021, took over as pitching coach in the middle of the 2022 season. Meanwhile, third base coach Tommy Watkins leaving the organization to join the Braves coaching staff. Watkins had been a member of the Twins organization as either a player or coach since 1998 as he departs for Atlanta. College hoops last night in women's basketball saw North Dakota State defeat Concordia Moorhead 84-60, 16 points apiece for the Bison's Avery Conan and Carrington Asp. As for Concordia Moorhead, they were paced by Maya Metcalf's 23 points and 5 rebounds in that ballgame. Timberwolves were in Utah on Monday night, taking on the Jazz, and the Wolves, with a 40-25 advantage in the third quarter, would end up defeating the Jazz 120-113. They were led by Anthony Edwards' 35-point performance, along with 6 rebounds and 6 assists. Julius Randle had flirted with a triple-double, 27 points, 8 boards, 7 assists in that one. The Wolves improved to 7-4. They returned to the hardwood Friday night when they take on the Sacramento Kings at 7 p.m. On the ice tonight, the Minnesota Wild hosting the San Jose Sharks. It's a 7 p.m. puck drop. Coverage available for that one on Hulu. And tonight, right here on WDAY Radio, EDC Tournament Volleyball begins the quarterfinals. 4-seeded West Fargo High battling 5-seeded Shanley. 6 p.m. is the first serve with Jason and I on the call for that one, right here on WDAY Radio. Sports This Hour brought to you by Sun Electric, deeply rooted in the Midwest with a reputation built on performance. That's Sun Electric. If you have an electrical problem, they have the power to solve it. Online at sunelectricnd.com.
First of all, I walked by your office. Did your grandma spoil you, or did you use your Big Jimmy dollars to buy all that stuff you have in there, food and beverages and stuff?
Well, the candy she gave me, but all the drinks, that was mine from over the weekend. So I had to go and do my weekly shop for V8 Energies and some things of those sorts.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's kind of a blend of grandma.
Yes, a blend of both, yes.
Grandma spoils him. She loves him.
Yes, it's nice. I don't need to cook too much this week. I got lots of leftover lasagna from my mother.
Ooh.
That gave us some of that, and then there was some beef roast from grandma. So we're set. We're set for the week.
Because you didn't get venison, and I don't know what happened, and I can't say what you told Jason and I in a text yesterday, but apparently disappointed that you missed a big buck.
I mean, you could say it. I don't know if you. Right? I don't know if HR would approve of it, but
he would have rather gotten kicked in the you know where or got caught with his pants down in the mall. So
I had to be very specific on the fact that it would be a public place because it was a rough morning.
So you're super disappointed.
I'm not thrilled with myself.
Okay, what happened?
I'm
going to
set the scene for you guys. So the stand that I was hunting was on the edge of the swamp, and it's the newest stand we've put up on our family property. And I had thought, you know, if I don't mess with the back half of the property where the deer tend to come on the edge of a different swamp entrance, maybe they would work their way with how the wind was rolling more towards the central portion of our property. Turns out I was correct.
Okay.
I just wasn't fully prepared. For
did you? Were you sleeping?
I wish. I wish that was my excuse. I was wide awake.
Okay.
And that this is where the disappointment comes in for me.
Did you get like stage fright or what?
No. No, I well, it'll all make sense in a couple of minutes.
Okay.
So how the stand is set up, coming through the path, I was looking down the edge of the path, kind of towards like almost straight north, maybe just a shade to the west, just a tish, kind of based off how the path goes and kind of where the trajectory of the deer have been over the last couple of weeks. We don't have any doe tags on my family except for my younger brother who has his youth tag, so he can take either or. Mm-hmm. He's the only one, though, that can shoot an antlerless deer or a button buck of sorts.
Because
it's not
follow the law.
Exactly. It's not technically considered a buck. It's considered antlerless unless it has at least one antler of 3 or more inches.
Hmm.
That is how Minnesota.
He reads the rule book very thoroughly.
I need to because otherwise I get in trouble, right?
Exactly.
I don't want to get in trouble.
No, you don't.
And so I'm facing towards that north section. It's about 9 in the morning. It's been overall, I've heard a little bit. I saw a deer. I couldn't tell if it was a doe or not because I never saw its head. I just saw like the main frame of the body and the tail towards the north area early on in the morning, probably like 7:45 or so.
We love deer hunting
and
stories,
so,
by the way.
Yeah, so I'm looking, and I was like, I kept looking there thinking, well, if it was a doe, a buck will come through at some point. If it was a buck, maybe he'll circle back through after sunrise.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm sitting there, and I'm looking, and my phone, I checked my phone quick to see the time, see what's going on, and I got a message from, I'm fully blaming this on work.
The boss.
Just sort of work.
Okay.
There were some scheduling conflicts that happened over at Minnesota State Moorhead this week. Mm-hmm. So I had to move some stuff from Wednesday to this afternoon. While I'm in the midst of confirming that stuff, I heard behind me from the south-southwest-ish kind of directly behind me, there's this little open area about 40, 50 yards worth or maybe 60 yards worth of some tree cover and some shorter brush. And so as I'm hearing the I stopped and paused, and I went, that's not a squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
So I turn around, and as I turn around, I'm in a stand that's a 4 foot by 8 foot for reference. The chair's off to my left. When I turn around, my gun is sitting up
there
on the right side. Phone was in my hand, though, so I was sending that message. And coming from right to left across my face at about 30 yards out was the target 8-point buck.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, this has got to be quick and swift. And from where he was at, if he would have gotten 10 more steps further, he would have been going right at the edge of the path where some clover is, and he would have never suspected anything. He didn't look spooked at all. As I was leaning forward to set my phone down on the chair, I'm hunched over now. He noticed movement out of the corner of his eye, and so he stops right in that step and just looks up in my direction. Thankfully, I had the face covering over my mouth. Otherwise, you would have seen my breath for certain because I was like. But I'm also bent over, too, so I'm not getting the greatest air into my lungs. He stared through my soul for, it felt like 15 minutes. It was probably 60 seconds.
Yeah.
But it felt like half the morning. And we just stared at each other. I didn't move. I didn't blink. And I'm just because I was like, he doesn't know what I am. He doesn't know if I'm a threat or not. And we just stared at each other.
Yeah.
And we're staring. And we're staring.
And your gun, meanwhile,
like,
is on the
my gun
on the
is on. It's sitting
propped.
Upright. It's propped up.
Yeah.
But the problem is the stand's about 3 feet tall.
Oh.
No, the phone is set down. My hand is like touching the phone.
Down.
It's
okay.
Set down. That's why I'm leaned over.
Okay.
If I grab the gun, though, he'll see the barrel swivel.
Yeah.
He'll see it move. And so I can't do that right now. And so we just stared for a good 60 seconds. And I've never witnessed this before. I've heard of people going through stuff like this. So I'm like freaking out internally, trying to, you know, breathe calmly. And he looks away. And as he looks away, I'm like, this is my chance. So I stand up straight and I'm leaning towards the gun. My arm is up and moving now. And he snaps his head back at me, stares through my soul again. And so I stop moving straight up. Hand is about a foot from the handle of my gun. And I'm like, all right, we're not moving. And he stomps once at me. And I'm like, okay, well, he's trying to assert himself. That's fine. Totally fine. We're staring. It's probably a good 30 seconds again. Staring. He doesn't seem spooked. He seems a little bit unsettled overall. The breeze decided to pick up then. Thanks, good Lord. Thank you up there. picked up, and his nose went up, and it was a sniff. Something made him uncomfortable. I saw him go to kind of wind up, right? So he kind of crouches down to jump. And as he does that, I just lunged for the gun, and by the time it was in my hand and I had it up on the shoulder, he had three or four hops. He was 70 yards away, and he was in the six-foot thicket on the edge of the woods there, and I saw a tail wave goodbye. It might have even had a middle finger in it. And I had a stomachache the rest of the morning thinking.
I can bet.
Why are you answering work calls when you're supposed to be in the field taking time off?
I checked.
Leave him alone, people.
I was checking the time, and then I had seen, hey, problem, we need to move. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll send a text back quick. It's been a slow morning.
Yeah.
No problem. What are we thinking? Yeah. And I didn't send that text. I never even clicked send on it until about 20 minutes.
Because
I didn't touch my phone for 20 minutes. I just stared at the area I was in for about 20 minutes going, I just blew the one opportunity that the 8-pointer gave me this fall.
Mm-hmm.
Because I returned one text.
You should have that.
I didn't sit the last 3 hours in my stand. I was so upset.
Got to have that gun right and then I on saw, you the whole time.
And then I saw a spike about 100 yards away in the thick brush about an hour and a half later.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I just watched him walk. There was no clearing shot. And I didn't even want to even put my scope up to him because I knew it was thick, and I was just so sad and disappointed.
Here's
I said,
you
know what, next weekend,
I'm
not coming back to work.
Next Sunday, do not bother me, and I bet they don't. And if you need some reinforcement, I've got your back.
And just so
leave
you know,
alone.
Grandma, she let me know that it was unacceptable my phone was in my hand.
Exactly. You go, Grandma. You
Thanks,
tell
Grandma.
Them.
I realize right. that now.
Listen to Grandma. Red crown rot. That's a new phrase or new disease, I guess, is showing up in Minnesota. It looks like in the soybeans.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something WDAY Ag Director Bridget Riedel will talk about next. And if you want to win a family four-pack to that event this Saturday, email us, studio@wdayradionow.com. We will be choosing a winner in the next half hour or so.
7:24, we head out to the farm to talk to our Ag Director, Miss Bridget Riedel. How are you doing this morning, Bridget?
Fabulous, and I hope you are as well. Sound all sorts of cheery there. How you doing today, Jace?
Well, you know, we get to talk to you, so you're finally back at it. So that's the important thing.
Well, thank you. I look forward to the opportunity to talk with one of the Kiwanis clubs today in Fargo. Oh. I'll be joining them over lunch. And bring all your questions. Should be fun to hear what folks are curious about and how I can help. Also, a big thank you to all of our military service folks on this Veterans Day. We have a high percentage of military that come from our rural farms and areas, and we're so thankful for all of the benefits that our military receive, but better yet, the benefits they bring to us. And we mourn the times where not everyone returns to their small towns mm-hmm. and communities. So thank you so much for all the service that you have. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
So Bonnie mentioned red crown rot in soybeans. Well, it's not nearly as glamorous as it sounds. So this is the first detection of the disease in Minnesota. It was found in soybeans in southwest Minnesota. And the disease really can cause significant yield loss in soybeans depending on its severity, the weather, and the timing of the disease during development. It's caused by a soil-borne fungus and infects the roots and lower parts of the stems of the soybean. And it's really considered an emerging disease problem in the Midwest. So symptomology, maybe you saw some, and if you did, you're going to want to talk to your county agents about it within the Extension Service. Symptomology on the leaves are yellow and brown patches between the veination that are like the symptoms of a sudden death syndrome, and brown stem rot. But that red coloration, which is similar to rhizoctonia, and the reddish dots that develop on the roots will be a giveaway as the red crown rot. So if you think that that's something that was affecting your soybeans this year, you're going to want to talk to your Extension Service because you'll want to keep an eye out to monitor that more closely for 2026. So, all right, diseases on the horizon. One other one is southern rust, and that's in corn. We saw southern rust as a fungal foliar disease blowing in on our hot, humid conditions from the south this year. And we saw a number of fields that were, in fact, infected by it. And it caused an early yield loss, but also an early dry down with southern rust. So that meant if it affected silage corn, the silage corn didn't pack well, and so there was an opportunity for more oxygen to move into the silage pile, which then you have greater loss, but also it opens up the door for stock rot, ear rot, and in that silage pile, the potential for mycotoxins to form. And when you have mycotoxins, you have to be cautious about that because it not only reduces the starch for the animals you're going to feed it to, but it can indeed cause some toxicity for those animals as well. So if you saw southern rust in the neighborhood and you think you had some in the fields and you packed into the silage piles, time to have a little better conversation once again with folks that are part of the extension service to figure out, okay, what do I have to do differently if I'm thinking about rations and so forth? Should this be tested? What could it look like for my feed?
Was that some of the same stuff? Didn't Don Kinsler talk about some lawn rust people were seeing this summer?
I think similar but different, if that makes sense. You'll have different forms of rust, tar spots, et cetera, and then they affect different plants. And so, yeah, we did see some rust. And frankly, I think the one item I've seen most concerning, and I'm sure we'll talk to Don about it again this week, is when we saw lilacs losing their leaves and reblooming this fall because there's a fungus and there's a problem with the dry weather. And everybody, well, let's face it, we like our lilacs in this part of the world, and nobody's happy if there's a bad thing going on.
Well, it was weird when they were blooming again, like in late September, October even. That was strange.
It was strange, and it's not a welcome sight in the plant world, is my understanding. So we're going to work on that. So one last thing for those of you in Minnesota. If you have a need to recertify your commercial or non-commercial pesticide applicator's license, there are options from the University of Minnesota that are currently available. November 14th, which is this Friday, they will be at the Crookston campus doing the recertification. And then again on November 20th in Fergus Falls. Lastly, you could do it December 2nd and 3rd. That will be in Minneapolis for the Minnesota Crop Protection Retailers Association, what they call the trade show in short course. If you have any concern about getting licensing done, you've got questions, you can drop me an email, ag@flagfamily.com. I've got all of the links, the emails of who you need to talk to, and I'll get you in connection with the right people so you can have that taken care of.
All right.
Okay, Weather and Ag in Focus today. We are going to visit with Max Steffes on the auction block. We're going to talk about land and some interesting land sales as well as trends and so forth that Max might be seeing. So we'll visit with him today between the 1 and 2 o'clock hour.
Sounds good. Thank you, Bridget.
Y'all have a fabulous rest of the day.
You too. WDAY Ag Director Bridget Riedel. Again, if you want to go to see the Charlie Kirk tribute with Fox News host Brian Kilmeade and Jimmy Failla at the Fargo Holiday Inn this Saturday, we do have a family four-pack of tickets we are giving away. Email us, studio@wdayradionow.com. We will be drawing our winner within the half hour. It is 7:30. 7:33 looks like a pretty nice Veterans Day. Sun's coming up. Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki is here with a check on our forecast.
Sun's out, guns out,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, we're looking at a pretty decent day today. It is going to be on the windy side, but hey. And when you can have temperatures 10 degrees above normal, boy, that's nothing to really complain about. Unless you're a snow lover, then you can complain all you want.
There'll be plenty of
that. Well,
probably.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I know.
It wasn't the last 2 years.
I know. Could we have the trifecta this year? We'll see. But no snow this week, that's for sure. We're looking at warming temperatures for the rest of the week. Currently, we're in the 20s and 30s across the area, and we'll see partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies today. We'll see waves of clouds come through, and then we'll see mostly sunny in and out of the clouds. We'll have highs right around 50 today with a northwest wind, 15 to 25, and gusting up to 30. Clear skies tonight, and once again, a very good chance of seeing the northern lights tonight. And with those clear skies, obviously, that helps us out a lot. We'll drop down to 30 with west winds 5 to 15. And lighter winds tomorrow out of the northwest, 10 to 20. Both Wednesday and Thursday, plenty of sunshine. Highs 50 to 52 both days. And then Friday, right around 60 degrees. It will be windy, though, out of the south. And then the weekend, not too bad. A few sprinkles possible on Saturday as a cool front swings through with highs around 50. And then back into the 30s as we head into Sunday. So all in all, not a bad-looking forecast. And the weekend, so-so, not bad. If you're tailgating on Saturday, at least you won't be dressed in your big old overalls with, you know, winter jackets on. Temperature-wise, it should be pretty decent for
That's
tailgating
nice.
On Saturday.
Right?
It's always a bonus, no doubt. No doubt.
All right. Thank you, Dino. Weather is sponsored by Jiffy Lube of Fargo, locally owned and operated with three Fargo locations, and you never need an appointment. Jiffy Lube of Fargo, where you can car more. Time is now just about 7:35. We've got to check on your national news from ABC. Big Game James McCarty returns with your WDAY Radio Sports. And then Dean will return with your 3-degree guarantee.
7:38, Big Game James McCarty's here with your WDAY Radio Sports.
I think I'm taking the rest of the week off.
Good.
I'm going back deer hunting.
You deserve
it. Oh, by the way, Jace, good luck.
I was going to say.
He's fine.
I'll do the volleyball match tonight, but you got to do the Thursday and the Friday and the Saturday and all on your own.
I'll make it work. Yeah, don't worry about it.
Hey, I know a guy that did it a year ago, made it work.
I don't know why that guy keeps complaining about it. I mean, he wanted more airtime anyway.
That's a good point. Yeah, so he probably shouldn't complain about it.
Exactly.
He got his wish.
You have Bucks fever. I want you to get this big buck, so you should be taking
it. Yeah, if it was the spike, it wouldn't have been as big of an issue for me.
Yeah.
Hopefully, those who weren't listening a half hour ago, if you're wondering, we'll remind you later.
What's interesting, though, is how, I mean, you know that deer are normally kind of skittish, and that's the difficulty in the hunt. But to hear you say how in tune that buck was, knowing exactly where you were at, basically, I mean, that's, to me, that's kind of amazing. Because I don't normally sit around and talk deer stories with people, but to know that buck was, he had you figured out exactly where you are, and you've got camo on, and you're up in a deer stand.
He was taunting you, I think.
100%.
A little bit, yeah.
I've never had a staring contest with a deer before until then.
Oh, Jimmy.
And we did it twice, too.
Especially when your rifle's right there, and you're just like, if I could just get this without him noticing.
And that's the biggest, you know, our stand's about, you know, just right about 3 feet tall. They're like 3-foot sheets of plywood with 2x4s kind of connecting them. So, probably just under 3 feet, probably like 2 feet, 8 inches or something like that, because you got a couple inches where you put some frame in there and whatnot. But, yeah, you know what? We got next weekend. We got muzzleloader.
Yeah.
You know, and based off the action I was getting, I don't know about anybody else in North Dakota or western Minnesota. I was on the east half of Minnesota. It didn't seem like we were quite in our rut activity for the bucks quite yet. They weren't paired up with does yet, at least on our property over the last handful of days. So, based off everything that we have and have not seen, I think over the next week or so, we should get to that point, and that should hopefully make them more vulnerable during the daylight hours.
Yeah, I didn't see a whole lot of bragging on social media. I saw a few posts of people having success.
I think a lot
there was the special hunts where several people I know, or bow, that have already bagged their deer that way.
Yeah, and the bow, because you've had the last, you know, basically six almost, you know, weeks or so, seven weeks close to it.
Well, I did see Jeff Benda got a couple of their group or whatever on that private property. They got a couple of deer, but
good.
You know, that's
were they whitetail hunting this past weekend? Or were they muley?
I don't know. I remember. I don't remember what it was. Yeah.
If he was out west, I would imagine it was probably muleys.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the farther west you go, all of a sudden, like, I had a coworker back in the day that they would go with deer hunting in, like, Idaho or something like that, and there's more, like, black-tailed deer or whatever up there as opposed to
white-tailed. Yeah, different variations of them, for sure. Well, in sports last night, the Timberwolves took down the Jazz in Utah 120-113. They were powered by this dominant third quarter where they outscored the Jazz 40-25. Anthony Edwards, he's looking like he's getting back to his old form, which is nice to see after a couple of weeks week and a half he had off with that injury that they were nursing him through a couple weeks ago. 35 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists for him. Julius Randle didn't get it, but he flirted with that triple-double. 27 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists. He even had 3 steals to that stat line. The Wolves did improve to 7-4 on the season. They also had double figures from Jaden McDaniels, Rudy Gobert, Dante DiVincenzo. So the whole starting five played really well last night. The second unit off the bench, they were really struggling to keep pace for whatever reason with Utah last night. They just weren't hitting shots, things of those sorts. The Wolves will return to the court Friday night when they host the Sacramento Kings. 7 p.m. will be tip-off for that one. On the ice tonight, the Wild will welcome the San Jose Sharks to St. Paul. Puck will drop at 7 o'clock, coverage available for that one on Hulu. Minnesota Twins continuing, their new manager, at least Derek Sheldon, continuing to build his coaching staff. He's retaining pitching coach Pete Mackey, who joined the staff in 2021, took over as pitching coach in the middle of the 2022 season. Meanwhile, third base coach Tommy Watkins leaving the organization to join the Braves in their coaching staff. He had been with the Twins organization as either a player or coach since 1998, as he now departs after nearly 3 decades with the franchise in some form or capacity in recent memory. Women's college hoops last night saw North Dakota State defeat Concordia Moorhead 84-60. It was a couple of 16-point performances from Avery Conan and Carrington Asp for the Bison, who ended up with 11 players scoring in that ballgame for NDSU. Concordia Moorhead was paced by the Cheyenne graduate, Maya Metcalf, her 23 points and 5 rebounds in that ballgame last night. They also did get 11 points from Tatum Findley off the bench in that ballgame up at the Shack. Tonight, as we round out sports this hour, right here on WDAY Radio, EDC Volleyball Quarterfinals, 4-seeded West Fargo High battles 5-seeded Chanley. At 6 p.m., it will be the first serve tonight. No primetime sports, 6 p.m. first serve for EDC Quarterfinals Volleyball. It is double elimination at this point as they try and fight their way to next weekend's state tournament in Bismarck. Sports this hour brought to you by Valley Imports and Valley Pre-Owned, your best-priced leader in the region. Find your next vehicle at valleyimports.com.
Flatland Music Flashback. We do that every morning here on Bonnie and Friends right around 6:56, and it's brought to you by Flatland Guitar in Fargo, a music store built around and dedicated to quality guitar repairs. Tomorrow, we are going to be showcasing the Monkees, Madonna, U2, and actually Jim Morrison and the Doors make Music Flashback tomorrow morning as well. Be listening 6:56, Flatland Music Flashback every morning right here on Bonnie and Friends. 7:45, Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki is in with your 3-degree guarantee coming up next. 7:47, time now for your 3-degree guarantee with Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki, brought to you by the Window and Door Store.
All right, so we're going back to yesterday, forecast of 36 yesterday,
yeah,
right?
You were really confident about it, too.
No, I wasn't, was I?
Yeah, you were.
Oh, well, we hit 33.
Glad you were so confident.
I was sweating it.
I made it anyway.
Today, I'm debating whether to go 50 or 51.
Go high? Yeah.
Well, Jace, I'll leave it up to you. Should I go 50 or 50?
Bonnie said 51.
Why don't you ever listen to me? You always pick sides with him.
Okay, I'll go 51. I swear to God, if we hit 47.
I'm going
to
laugh.
Yeah, right.
You're the weather guy. You're supposed to be the expert. You're leaving it on Bonnie. Me. We're like, let's go high. Let's be positive.
You know what? We'll go
49 then.
Nope, I'm sticking with 50.
Okay. You're not listening to us, as usual.
It's going to hit 51. It probably will.
Well, that'll be within 3 degrees.
It will be, yeah. We'll have a northwest wind at about 10 to
obviously, folks, there is a chance that we hit only 47 today.
No, we'll hit more than that. No, I'm very confident we'll hit 50. My question is, do we get into the lower 50s? Either way.
Well, here's the thing, though. By not wanting to go 51 and put it all out there, push all your chips to the center of the table, it makes it seem like there's a chance you could only hit 47 because you're trying to get this 3-degree guarantee correct. So you're kind of being a baby about it.
All right. You know what? We'll go 51.
There you go.
I talked him into it.
Let's go lunch on it. You want to go lunch on it?
You have to be exact to or what? Everything.
Within two.
Within two. I don't know why you're worried. I mean,
we'll go 51. Yeah.
Okay.
Latest guidance is pushing us up between 50 and 51. So we'll go on the higher side, and we'll see a little more sunshine today. We'll be in and out of the clouds this morning, and then more sunshine this afternoon. It's going to be windy though. Northwest winds 15 to 30, and possibly a little gusty. So again, today's 3-degree guarantee because of Bonnie. We'll go.
Now I'm getting the blame. I would say he's sitting close enough to get smacked upside the head tomorrow morning if it's 50 instead of 51 today.
Now, with that wind, though, what is it going to feel like? Is it going to feel like closer to like high 30s? Because it seems like a 30
mile
an hour
breeze.
Probably
like low 40s. Yeah, okay. Yeah. It's gonna add a little chill to the air.
Well, at least it's better than yesterday.
At least there's no snow blowing around.
That is very, very true.
There's still some little scattered flurries along the curbs and stuff. And
a little bit. Yeah, that'll be gone after today. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good. I'm glad it'll be gone.
So 51.
All right, there you go. 51. Your 3-degree guarantee brought to you by the Window and Door Store.
Do you sleep with the TV on?
I can sleep with the TV on. Being like overnight?
Dead silence, yeah.
You like everything silence. As soon as we walk out of the studio, Bonnie's like, shut it!
Don't talk to me!
Leave me alone!
A lot of good reasons why you should not leave the TV on when you go to sleep at night, and we'll talk about that coming up next. And we're going to be drawing for a family four-pack to that event coming up, in the next 7 minutes here. Email studio at wdayradionow.com if you want to win a family four-pack. We have quite a few requests already in. Just write Charlie Kirk tribute or tickets to see Jimmy Failla or Kilmeade, and we'll know what you're talking about, and we'll draw a winner. Be listening all day long. The Coffee Club is also going to draw a winner, as is Jay Thomas on The Jay Thomas Show. I think we always hear you're supposed to turn off, like, your electronic devices, get off them, like, an hour before bedtime.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're supposed to get off your devices at least, like, an hour before bed, which obviously kids a lot of times use an iPad. All of us using phones, et cetera. I mean, how many times have you, you don't use this particular app, but similar things like on Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok, I got the little short videos a lot of time are funny that we
into those and then
we
can't stop.
We end up sending them to each other, et cetera. But when you do that, you go down this rabbit hole and all of a sudden, instead of being on it for 5 minutes, you're on it for an hour and you're like, uh-oh, I need to go to bed. So
yeah.
Or there's other people, kids and other adults that still play video games, et cetera. And so sometimes if you do that, I know that even myself, if I play a video game, all of a sudden I come a little more wide awake later on in the evening. So you got to kind of disconnect from a lot of those things, turn the television off, et cetera,
and
to kind of get you up.
TV's old school. People have been sleeping with the TV on forever.
And a lot of times, especially like for naps or whatever, there's usually like a couple of certain shows or maybe just putting the news on kind of relaxes me, and I'll have that on in the background and I'll take a nap. And even at night, I'll put something that I've technically seen before, or if I fall asleep to it, it's okay. I hate missing stuff when it's something I'm trying to watch, but sometimes I have no problem falling asleep with the TV on.
I think nap time probably is okay. Mm-hmm. There's a study out, JAMA Internal Medicine, and they looked at women. Uh-huh. They found women who slept near the artificial light of a lamp or TV screen were more likely to be overweight than women who slept in the dark. And those who continued to sleep exposed to light were 17% more likely to gain weight. So
is
turn
that,
the TV off, turn off the tablet, everything
so
like that.
So it's based on the light as opposed
it
to...
It disrupts your hormones.
Well, wouldn't it also potentially disrupt your sleeping and your REM sleep because that light is going to be a distraction and not allow your body to really get into that deep, deep REM sleep, which is really what you need at night to really refresh yourself for the next
day. But they say sleeping by the light of TV and other artificial lights disrupts your hormones and other biological processes that regulate your sleep, appetite, and therefore, if you're doing it, you can gain weight.
Well, it's just another reason why I'm glad I'm not a woman.
I'm glad I don't sleep with the TV on. I got enough issues already. Veterans Day discounts abound. Happy Veterans Day. We'll talk about that in your money and markets coming up next. Opening bell rings this morning with progress being reported on efforts to end the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. This after stocks closed higher yesterday to start the week. At the close, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 381 points, S&P 500 was up 103, and the NASDAQ climbed 522 points.
Yeah, baby!
No doubt. With today being Veterans Day, the bond market is closed until Wednesday.
Bond. Market bonds.
But stocks, they're going to be trading.
You didn't like my James Bond reference?
I gotcha.
I mean, come on.
I understood
I understood the assignment, Jays. The Senate has voted to end the government shutdown. The chamber voted Monday night to pass the funding bill, which now goes to the House. The measure would fund the government through the end of January. It passed on a 60-40 vote. The House is not expected to take up the bill until Wednesday at the earliest. Today, obviously, is Veterans Day, and there are discounts for those that have served. From free entrees at Applebee's to free haircuts at Great Clips, it's a good idea to check for deals. A few other places offering discounts and freebies include Starbucks, Denny's, personal favorite of mine, White Castle.
I think you like everything, basically, anyway.
Those little sliders are so good. Red Lobster, Chipotle, and Wendy's, which has new tendies, by the way, in the commercial. Some places will require proof of military service, though, just an FYI.
All right, Matt Bus is free, too, and they're starting today on Veterans Day. But for all veterans, it will continue throughout the year. I got a notice from the city of Fargo on that. When we get our news here, will be drawing our winner of the family four-pack to go to the Charlie Kirk tribute event this Saturday. Fox News hosts Brian Kilmeade and Jimmy Failla, Fargo Holiday Inn. We've got quite a few people requesting tickets. We will draw our winner. Now, if I don't draw your name, I will email the winner back. If I don't draw your name, you can submit a request again during the Coffee Club, during the Jay Thomas Show, and we're going to do this through Friday. So if you don't hear from me via email and we don't announce your name, try again. It is 8:01. We are WDAY Fargo. And congratulations to Lynette. She is our winner of the family four-pack of tickets to the Freedom Matters USA event, Charlie Kirk tribute event this Saturday with Fox News host Brian Kilmeade and Jimmy Failla at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Be listening all day long through the end of the week here for an opportunity to win yourself a family four-pack. 804, Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki is here now with a check on our forecast.
Yeah, we've got more sunshine in the forecast for today and warmer temperatures as well. But, and there's always a but, it's going to be windy. We'll have those northwest winds gusting up to 30 today. But highs right in the low 50s, 50, 51 right in that territory. And then tonight, clear skies. And once again, a friendly reminder, a very good chance of seeing the northern lights tonight. So you want to get out and enjoy that if you can. Down to 30 tonight, and then we're in the low 50s Wednesday, Thursday, and 60. That's right, 60. I might even get adventurous and move it up to 61 or so tomorrow.
Ooh, we'll living see. On the edge.
We'll go out on a limb maybe and go into the lower 60s for Friday, but a very mild week ahead. Get out and enjoy it if you can.
All right, Dean's Weather This Hour brought to you by Ace Out Golf Simulators. Imagine turning your garage into a golf course, your man cave into movie night and game room. Well, Ace Out Golf Simulators makes it happen. They can install one in your house, garage, or business, work on your game all winter long, and you'll be beating everybody on the course come spring. You can play any golf course in the world year-round with Ace Out Golf Simulators. Also, holiday season is near. You can rent their space out or have one of them brought to your location. Great for those holiday work parties. Also, think ahead, groom's dinners, post-proms, corporate events. It's a quick setup, portable, easy to use. Austin and his team handle everything for you. Why go to the course when Ace Out can bring the course to you? Check them out, aceoutgolf.com. You can also find them on Facebook or Instagram. Ace Out Golf Simulators, improve your game, improve your life. 8:06, we're going to get your national news in from ABC. Then Big Game James McCarty has your WDAY Radio Sports. 8:10, Big Game James McCarty is here with your WDAY Radio Sports.
Minnesota Twins new manager Derek Sheldon continuing to build his coaching staff as he's retaining pitching coach Pete Mackey. Mackey joined the staff in 2021, took over as pitching coach in the middle of the 2022 season, and will return for the 2026 upcoming season. Meanwhile, third base coach Tommy Watkins leaving the organization to join the Braves coaching staff. Watkins has been a member of the Twins organization as either a player or coach since 1998, as he departs after almost three decades with the franchise for a job with the Atlanta Braves. Women's college basketball last night saw North Dakota State at the Shack defeat Concordia Moorhead 84-60. A couple of 16-point performances from Avery Conan and Carrington Asp in that ball game. As for Concordia Moorhead, they were paced by Maya Metcalf's 23 points and 5 rebounds. Last night, the Timberwolves were in Utah battling the Jazz. A 40-25 advantage in the third quarter was the difference in that 121-13 victory on Monday night for the Wolves. The pack, powered by Anthony Edwards' 35-point performance. He also had 6 rebounds, 6 assists in that one. Julius Randle did flirt with a triple-double, 27 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists, and 3 steals. And then the rest of the starters, Jaden McDaniels had 16 points, Rudy Gobert, Dante DiVincenzo with 14 points apiece. The Wolves improving to 7-4 on the season with the win. And on Friday night, they'll return home to the Target Center to battle the Sacramento Kings. It'll be a 7 p.m. tip-off on FanDuel Sports Network North. On the ice tonight, the Wild will welcome the San Jose Sharks to St. Paul. Puck drops at 7 o'clock. Coverage available for that on Hulu, if you're looking for it, over on Hulu this evening. And as we round out sports here tonight, remember, no PTS because we have EDC Volleyball quarterfinals action this evening on WDAY Radio. It's 4-seeded West Fargo High hosting 5-seeded Chanley. 6 p.m. will be the first serve tonight right here on WDAY Radio. Jason and I on the call for it. And as well, I have been messaged by listeners already. I've been told that my story is changing.
Oh.
On the deer story from what day is it? Tuesday? It was Monday morning then, right?
Yeah.
It's Tuesday today, right?
All day.
Yeah, so Monday. It was from Monday. No, I said my story's not changing. I said I'm grieving and I didn't put everything into a text. So thank you to said listener who may or may not be a lumberjack who works for a certain car's tree service.
He might also finally have just moved out of Jimmy's place.
Maybe, and his name might start with a C. But what
He also may or may not have shot like a 12-point buck on opening day Saturday.
Yes, he did.
And so it's interesting. He's riding the high of triumph,
yep.
And now he's kicking a man while he's down.
Exactly.
He's going to have to take you out again, I think.
There's a he chance might, of it. Yeah, I just...
the only time you've had success deer hunting.
Thanks.
Melania, thank you. Another benefit for veterans. I got an email. I'm sure a lot of people do that are Hornbacher's customers. It says honoring our veterans, 10% off your purchase on Veterans Day. So
yeah, there
not
you go.
Not bad to get some groceries and get 10% off. That's
yeah,
always nice.
If you're a veteran, anywhere mm-hmm. you go today, ask if they don't already acknowledge. Ask if they have a veterans discount because there's so many different places offering discounts or free meals or free beverages, and you've earned it. Take advantage mm-hmm. of it. Did you guys see that Slick City Fargo over by Kingpins and Sweet Shots is going to be opening up on Friday?
Oh, is that,
oh,
that
it is opening.
That new building
slides.
Over there?
Slides.
Oh, so it's slides. Mm-hmm. So is that for anyone or is that more for little ones? Because I know.
Try to tell me and Jimmy,
what's
no,
it matter?
You can't do that. That just was
rude. It'll say suggested. That's a.
I'm just saying, sometimes the tube slides are not as big as we need them
so
to be.
So he gets caught in one and we have a story to tell.
Yeah,
the
well, then
day.
We got to call the fire department. They got to cut him out.
The
and then they ruin the thing.
The fighters are very nice. No
they,
big deal.
I know they are. They're great people, but I just don't need them to tear up a new slide that just got built because James is stuck in it.
No, this is for big people little people.
See,
yeah.
See, take that. That.
Okay.
So we should go, Jimmy. This sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'd be intrigued.
Slides engineered for speed and fun.
Oh, that's even better.
They also are going to have air courts for basketball, dodgeball.
Like the trampoline kind? Like over at...
That's kind of what I get the feel of, maybe
well,
like that.
I mean, it says air courts. You said air court,
yeah.
Which it might be different. Because what's that other place in town, the bounce place?
Sky Zone,
yeah. That's all trampolines. So I wonder if that's similar or different or
maybe
what.
Maybe just open air. I don't know.
We should go check this out. We should check it out or they should come on our show and let us know what they got going on over there.
We've gotten a lot of fun stuff over the years here.
Yeah.
You know, well, Sweet
and,
Shots,
and,
Kingpins,
and it's all kind
Sky
of in,
Zone.
It's all, you know, right there next to each other. I mean, Sky Zone obviously isn't. It's more towards, I don't know, the Holiday Inn, et cetera, over kind of that way.
But these other
but these ones
are all
built together.
Area.
So you've got the Sweet Shots Golf. You've got Kingpins, which got arcade, bowling, escape rooms, mm-hmm. Et cetera. And then after that, now they got this other place with all the slides. That
Slick
sounds pretty
City.
Cool. Slick
I like
City.
It.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
We should mention, too, we did have Nader in yesterday from Kingpins and Deck the Lanes. They are putting it on. If you are a business or organization, you can get a hold of either him or Ashley or anybody over there at Kingpins, and they'll point you in the right direction. You can sponsor a Christmas tree,
mm-hmm.
decorate it any way you want, put your business or organization
give it a,
logo
give it a theme.
On it. Yeah, do whatever you want. $100 and proceeds will benefit the Boys and Girls Club of the Red River Valley.
What a great way to do a couple things. Raise money for a great local charity to get you in the Christmas spirit mm-hmm. and then have, you know, an opportunity to have your tree featured there, and then you can bring it back next year. Maybe you need to tweak it a little bit or whatever. So it sounds like a really cool way mm-hmm. to raise some money. It sounds like the way Nader was talking yesterday, like there might be – he needs to buy more trees. So
His
I think people –
His wife has no problem buying it, sounds
no,
like.
And
she will take care of
she
that.
She is a genius when it comes to decorating for Christmas is what he said.
Yeah,
so.
That's awesome. But, mm-hmm. yes, help support the Boys and Girls Club of the Red River Valley. Again, if you're a business or organization, get a hold of the folks over at Kingpins. Say, I would like to decorate a Christmas tree and then have at it.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, I guess people can own anything, but to me, this
not anything.
Well, most things, but to me, this is something so iconic. It should be in a museum, but it's not. Somebody owns it, apparently. The hat worn by Margaret Hamilton in the Wicked,
the
Wizard
of Oz,
back
in
1939. Yep, she was the Wicked Witch. That hat is up for grabs. They're having an auction coming up mm-hmm. December 9th and 10th. Hollywood Entertainment Signature Auction.
I kind of hope it goes to a museum or something.
That's
because,
what I hope, too.
Because things like that seem like they should be in a museum as opposed to a private collector. Because if a private collector has it, well, then nobody's really going to see it. Except for that person, you know?
But there was museum. Remember, like, Judy Garland's Ruby Red Slippers
yeah.
that were stolen? Took, mm-hmm. I think it was, like, 6-7 years. They identified some suspects.
Yeah.
So those slippers went on auction about a year ago, and they were sold for $2 million. I know the Judy Garland Museum in Grand Rapids, Minnesota, even put a bid in on it, trying to get those.
Yeah.
But the bidding was way, way, way higher.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I don't know. Well, yeah, it's just people want to own different things. It doesn't say in this story I'm looking at whether they have more than one of these hats, because sometimes I think the ruby red slippers, they had seven pairs.
But, oh, did they?
But they was only like the ones, maybe the ones that were stolen were the only ones that were still known to exist type thing.
Could be. I mean, because you would think that just based on, I mean, think about like especially some movies these days that have a bunch of special effects, and you've got, because I saw something on social media yesterday, there's a Frankenstein series or movie or something on Netflix, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they showed the actor that's playing Frankenstein's monster getting all the makeup on, how long they have to sit in there. But you can't imagine that they're using the same prosthetics. Maybe they can use some of them multiple times or whatever, but there's going to be different things that you can use and you can reuse, but other times you can't. So you would think with something like that hat, you would think there's more than one.
Didn't
maybe
she
you
get water thrown on her in one scene?
Yeah, because she's melting.
Yeah, right.
And then all that was left was like the hat on
top.
So
potentially the hat might have got damaged, that they needed multiple hats.
Yeah, you would
hats.
Think they needed multiple ones. I remember my dad back in the day, he had one of those Dodge Chargers like the General Lee from the Dukes of Hazzard, although his was like a dark green. So many times that show and that series, they were trying to find those Dodge Chargers back in the day because they needed to use them for all the stunts and stuff, because you can see on the old Dukes of Hazzard show, they would hit and the vehicle looked like it was all torn up, but the Duke boys drove away. So it seems like on every show and every set, they've got multiple of that one thing, because if it's iconic like the witch's hat, you're probably going to need more than one, just because if it gets dirty, if it gets knocked off your head in the scene, you might need a different one, just because, you know, maybe, like you said, it gets wet or something. Mm-hmm. So
bidding for this hat is going to start at $100,000.
Wow.
And like I said, Judy Garland's ruby red slippers went for $2 million. So I'm sure it's going to go for much more than
that. It won't go for as much as the golden toilet.
$10 million is what they were thinking that's going to go for. Somebody brought that up to
I
me
hope
later
that goes
in the day.
To,
I heard
hope,
you talking about the golden toilet.
I hope that goes to a private collector, because nobody wants to see that.
No. And like you said, who was in with us yesterday? And they're like, well, how about melting it down?
I was saying that.
Was that you that said
that? I was saying that, but Nader was also when he heard it, too.
Oh, it was Nader. Yeah.
I mean, to me, it doesn't make any sense to have a golden toilet. I mean, I would just melt it down for the gold itself, but then again, you're...
And then retire again, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, yeah, but if you've got the money to buy it the first time, I don't know.
If you guys didn't notice, or it's not on your radar yet, and you love the Holiday Lights Parade, that is going to be coming up Saturday, December 6th.
Oh, okay.
So mark your calendar for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's always fun, but it stinks when it's like super duper duper cold. Then it's then it kind of takes the fun out. But there's been years when it's been warm. I remember one year taking my kids, and we just had like sweatshirts on. It was so warm.
Yeah,
that
was
year.
It last year that it was warm, or was it 2 years ago? Because I wasn't up here around that time.
I don't remember
last year's, but I don't remember if last year
was
particularly
cold,
warm.
But then I kind of get mixed up, because sometimes we'll enter that parade, but then we also do St. Patrick's Day, which can be brutal.
Sure.
And there's been some years, I think it was the St. Patrick's Day parade a couple times, where they actually had to move it back because it was so cold. So I'm not sure, but mark your calendar down. Saturday, December 6th, beginning at 6 p.m., the annual Holiday Lights Parade in downtown Fargo. Yeah, I think that's had to be pushed back in recent years at least once, because it was too cold and stuff.
Yeah, but, because you want people to be able to come out there and be able to attend it. But, you know, if it's, I don't know, I don't even know what the cutoff line would be. If it's 20 below and
miserable,
windy, I mean, nobody wants to go out in that. I mean,
it takes the fun
out of it. You can see sometimes even at some of these like we were doing the playoff games for high school football, and you know, if it's cold and rainy and windy, I mean, it's really going to cut down on the number of people that really want to tough it out. It'll kind of just be maybe some of the students, and it'll be mainly parents and family members of those players, you know. So you'd like to have good weather for certain outdoor events, because you'll get more people to attend, and that's what it's about.
And I have not been in downtown Fargo, but I saw WDAY television already showed that they had the trees that were up, and they were putting in the ice rink downtown.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I mean, it just seems weird, because, you know.
It does. There's no snow on the ground, and we're in November, you know.
But this is the time to get that stuff done.
Yeah, you got to get it in now, because then when the temperature really kind of drops and we're not having 60-degree weather or whatever, then you can get those ice rinks set up and get them ready to go. So.
Ooh, and also, speaking of Saturday, December 6th, that's when the Holiday Lights Parade is. Our friend Froda Tilden is putting on the 20th annual traditional Norse Christmas event. That's at the Sons of Norway. Fun event. Food, great Norwegian food, music as well. They do two seatings. There's one at 3:30 and 6 p.m. So you can hit up 3:30, have a wonderful meal, have a good time, and then still have plenty of time to get to the Holiday Lights Parade. Froda is going to join us tomorrow to talk more about
and that usually sells out pretty quickly, too.
Yes, it does sell out. Yes, it does. So get on those tickets soon, and Froda will be in studio with us 7:10 this morning. I think he mentioned something about the glog. I think he's going to bring some glog in.
The glog?
It's like the mulled wine, like with like orange and cinnamon. No, not mead. It's more of a spice mulled wine that he makes.
Yeah.
Takes great pride in it. Have you had mead before?
No.
That's different.
Yeah.
I didn't
but
care
he,
for that.
His stuff that he's making, it's not like one of those things like them. The very, very old school is like, well, you chew on this piece of fruit or this spice or whatever, and then you spit into a jar.
No, we're not doing that. No.
Something like that.
But it's a process to make all this.
I'm sure.
You know, he brought a taste of his homeland here for us and just started this tradition 20 years ago, and it's still going strong. And, they had to add an extra meal, an extra event for it just because it's taken off and people love it. And we love Froda. I mean,
absolutely.
I love that he still celebrates his Norwegian heritage.
Absolutely.
Too. So we're looking forward to that. And again, 7:10 tomorrow morning, Froda will join us with more details. Also, the Fargo Force are in town this weekend playing the Youngstown Phantoms Friday and Saturday. And we're going to have tickets to give away.
Yep, we are. There'll be six tickets tomorrow, six tickets on Thursday. Wednesday callers will have a chance for the Friday game, which starts at 7:05 puck drop. And then the Thursday callers, that will be for tickets for Saturday's game, which puck drop is at 6:05.
Yeah, so if you want to win those and you have not won anything in the past month, be listening for an opportunity. We like to spread the love around.
Absolutely.
All right, it is 8:25. We are going to check in with the American Ag Network. Then Janae and Ronnie from the Coffee Club slide in, and we find out what they have planned on today's show. Coffee Club getting ready to ramp up their Tuesday Veterans Day. Ronnie's on time. Janae is tardy.
Stuck in the shutdown with you.
Yeah, well, hopefully there's light at the end of the tunnel there. We hope. Fingers crossed, right?
What there was, a second vote or something?
Yeah, they did it last time. Yeah. Got to go back to the House now. Yeah. They got to approve it or whatever.
So hopefully, Are you guys all... Hi, Janae.
Hello.
Glad to see you on time today, Missy. Did you have a tardy note that you can give
me? Okay, time out.
Are you
going to
blame
record,
Austin for distracting you?
I was talking to Austin.
And Dean was distracting you earlier, pretty much all the men
so,
in the building.
But for the record, I'm always nice and early in here, and it's my co-host that's always running a little tad behind.
Ouch, let's throw Ronnie
one day. I do it one day.
She's not lying, Ronnie.
Yeah, sitting right
I've
here.
I've been meaning to talk to you too, Ronnie. Yeah. Are you guys all Veterans Day today, or what are you doing on the show today?
Yeah. We are all Veterans Day today. We have a lot of, our 9 o'clock hour, we have four or five veterans actually coming in.
Nice.
And we're going to talk about how the military has evolved from the times that each of them have served.
Certainly, Times are definitely
different. We had a gentleman that was in World War II lined up, but he called me and I visited with him and he had to cancel on
had something
us.
Come up
he just turned 100 in August.
I was gonna say we just don't have a lot of those folks with us
we
anymore.
Don't
that's a different generation too. My dad served in Korea, and you know, World War II, Korea, Vietnam. They didn't just talk about stuff back in the
no,
day.
No, they didn't.
So times have changed that way, which is great. It's all for the better. Even the Vietnam
it's getting better.
Have been sharing their stories, whereas, you know.
It's getting better.
It is. All right, so listen for that coming up on the Coffee Club. Jace, let's get out of here.
All right, you betcha.
Bonnie and friends, we will be back 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. Have yourselves a fantastic day, and happy Veterans Day to all the veterans out there. 8:30.